We are America, second to none, and we own the finish line.
Jeffrey Epstein wasn't technically a pedophile. Nigga, Heil Hitler. Everyone called me fat on my fucking birthday. It's rape. Kind of turned me on.
I'm a polite person, you dumb bitch.
You should be put in a box in the ground.
I done read 60 books this year.
Shut the fuck up. Nobody asked.
Hey, bitch.
It's like I'm Hannah Montana. 14 to 17. That's not pedophilia.
Fuck the Packers. Fuck the Packers!
Jeff Epstein, not a pedophile.
Stupid fucking pumpkin-headed bitch face. Retard.
Because I'm a nigga! Bear down!
Dude, you're a fucking stupid loser. Hey, nigga. Heil Hitler. Hey, I have a fat ass. You fucking stupid idiot. Fuck off and die.
I can't wait for you to call me a fucking bitch.
Some socialist nigger. You people are honestly, the most insufferable people in the world. This is a movement for U.S. citizens. This is a movement for Americans. It's a movement for right-wing Americans that want America to have primacy over the entire planet, as much power, as much abundance, as many resources as possible. So if you're coming around with this nonsense about they stole the oil, that's not moral. They intervened in another country. You violated their sovereignty. I don't give a shit. I don't care at all. We do it all the time, and we've done it for centuries. It's called Manifest Destiny. It's called the Mexican-American War, the Spanish-American War, the Bay of Pigs. We do it all the time. This is our world, and at the minimum, this is our half. This is our half of the world for us to have uncontested, undisputed dominance, military, commercial, naval, every way, shape, and form. And we will take what we are entitled to. We will take what makes us safer, richer, more prosperous. We will take what we want. Nobody can stop us. And we'll do it again. And I hope we do. And I hope we do it in Greenland. And I hope we do it in Panama. And I hope we do it in Cuba. I hope we do it everywhere where it makes sense for us. You got a problem with that? I don't know. Go back to fucking Pakistan. Go back to some other country and complain about it on the internet. Invented by America. I don't know if I want to hear I don't know if I want to hear the comments. Botted the dislikes on Telegram award. Pakistanis botted the dislikes on Telegram. It means nothing. We could kidnap your leader too, if it was necessary. Leave a comment. I might read it. I might not. I don't really want to hear some other opinions on this. I'm settled. So at one time, they were producing 3.5 million barrels per day. They thought they might produce over 6 million barrels per day. And there's that, you know, number again, 270, you know, but at one time, 3.5 million, and they thought they could go up to 6 million.
Muzzy 101 cent $30. Mr. President, Nick Fuentes has gone on vacation. Perfect. Unleash the happenings. Operation Bag the Beaner, Summer of Love 2.0, and Greenland Gambit Argo. Oh, and suit Jerome Powell.
Dude, literally. Well, what is it with that? It's like every time without fail. I remember one weekend I was going out to a friend's wedding. It was like a Friday, I think. They overturned Roe versus Wade. I was going out of town to go to a good friend of mine's wedding, overturned Roe versus Wade that day. I was actually going to go out to visit Christine back in June when she first got the diagnosis, the United States bombed Iran. I remember when the Trump met with Kim Jong-un in 2018, I was on vacation, literally every single time. So I don't know. I guess they have a line in at America First. They're like, oh, dude, Mr. President. Okay, we confirmed. He left the house. He's on vacation.
Cars who sent $20. Nick, when is the next FPAC? Will it be racially segregated?
I don't know if we're going to do one, honestly. Look, there was a time when it made sense to do FPAC, but I really think might be a liability now. And I'll tell you why. One, I think that the violence is going to increase. The last FPAC, we had to literally call the FBI. Because there were serious threats of violence at the conference. After Charlie Kirk, it's just you're begging to get murdered. I'm a little wary. Maybe more importantly, though, number two, because you could take security precautions, but number two, what I'm really worried about is people getting doxxed. And we have a lot of powerful people on our side now. Like, you'd be surprised. And I don't want them all in one place assembled for some idiot to take everybody's picture by accident, even. You know, because that happens. Sometimes a journalist will go and try to take a picture of everybody. And sometimes idiots are filming in the middle of it and they're getting everybody's face. And you're like, what are you doing? This is like a secret meeting. we unfortunately have to go underground for a few reasons. And I'd like to do it. Don't get me wrong. I love to do it. It's fun. You know, and I'm thinking about how we could put it together in some way. Maybe we do a series of smaller events because I love to see people. I love to get everybody connected. It's really a big value because for a lot of people, this is the most exciting thing going for them. Like their life sucks. Their job sucks. Like they're just bitter and they get to go to AFPAC and it's like, okay, well, like the revolution's happening. The community aspect is very important. But at this stage in the game, I think that takes a backseat to the strategic imperative. We'll see, though. It will not be racially segregated, okay? Niggas welcome. Niggas welcome. Just, you know, mind your manners, okay? Be a credit. Niggas are invited to AFPAC. Just, hey, you know, be polite. If you want to go and be black, you want to go and black it up, you know, I don't need to tell you this. Maybe I do. But just, like, act like you've been there before, you know? Because you say niggas can come to AFPAC, and then they're going to come and they're going to say, where's the Hennessy? And it's going to look like a carnival cruise. We don't want AFPAC to become a carnival cruise. We don't want it to become Mecca or Medina. You know, we don't want it to become the barrio. You go, you're expected to act like a white person. You could go and not be white, but you have to act white. That's the only exception. You can be not white. I don't mind if you're not white. Just please act white. Just act like you're a white person, okay? Just be polite, you know, chew with your mouth closed. Indoor voices, be considerate, please and thank you, hold the door open, you know, be a gentleman. That's all. Other than that, yeah, knock yourself out.
Cookie Bacon Granny sent $100. The great state of Ohio lost a great lady with Christine's passing. Thanks for continuing to keep us grounded and keeping in touch with us in the group chat during your generational rest. Great show tonight. Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the big super chat. They really did, you know. And she was such a credit because so many people say about us that we are these bitter, hateful, loser white men. That's what they say. They say, you're just some incel in your basement that is a loser and you suck. This is a mother, a veteran of the Air Force, a patriot. This is like a real salt of the earth person. Just goes to show, this is a movement of families. This is a, you know, and I know I'm like a weird guy. I'm like not always endorsing everything I do and say. I'm, you know, a deeply flawed person. But honestly, I think a lot of you are better than me. And I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you. I want what's best for you. I want what's best for the country. I look at the way the country is failing people. And whether you're a man or woman, young or old, whatever you are, the message is simple. We want God at the center of our society. We want Jesus Christ at the center of our society. We want a decent society that is based on selfless love. That's what Christ is. That's what he embodies. And we want a country of order, sanity, virtue, decency. You know, we want a country that we're proud of. You're not a loser for wanting that. You're not bitter for wanting that. I mean, you're not a loser. It's so funny how these people will say, you're a bitter loser. You're in your parents' basement. And then they turn around and try to like say, hey, buddy, the reason you can't afford a house and healthcare is because of the Democrats. It's like, I'm sorry, weren't you just calling me a loser? This generation is a victim of these policies of free trade, of all, you know, not to get political on it, but like of all this stuff. And then you turn around and say, oh, well, you're a loser. Sorry, the unemployment rate's like 4.5%. The job market's the worst it's been in 20 years. What do you mean? You know, so not for nothing. They say that. And it's like, okay, so we just hate your own people. But just goes to show we have some gems. And Christine was one of the best. We love her. But thank you, Cookie Bacon Granny. You're another one. You're another gem. So many gems. Shining bright.
$20. For incredible all the to amount see. Of people who are based calling you and take chills for your Venezuela stance. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you have a quote from 2023 where you said instead of invading Iraq for Israel, let's invade Venezuela and take their oil. I stand with you in the top G always. Saluting face emoji.
Well, I said it in 2019. There's a clip, and look, I don't watch my show from 7 years ago. There's a show that I did in 2019. I said bar for bar, literally bar for bar. I say, Venezuela's our legitimate sphere of influence. It's not neoconservatism. This is a Monroe Doctrine. I said, I don't favor an invasion, but I favor a way we could get their oil. I mean, like bar for bar. And then you have these idiots. They got red pilled 2 minutes ago and they're like, I miss the old Nick, the old Nick. What are you talking about? You got red pilled in July, you fucking stupid idiot. I see that on Instagram and TikTok. I miss the old Nick, the old Nick. I've been in favor of that for 10 years. When did you get red pilled? 6 minutes ago? 6 or 7 minutes ago?
Did you Lokirkiewicz-ly get fucking red-pilled 6 or 7 minutes ago in the Big 26, you fucking dumbass? That's crazy. I miss the old Nick. The old Nick would never. The old Nick from what, August? Been saying it for 7 years. Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. Brown teenagers are like, I miss the old Nick. Okay, ICE is coming for you, pal.
Rape Sneeko sent $100.
Hey, thank you for the big super chat. We like Sneeko. I like Sneeko. I was watching Sneeko's stream on Kick yesterday. I kept typing. He didn't even notice. I watched the Sneeko stream. I'm a fan. I watched Clavicular stream. I'm a fan. I was going to text him and say, hey, let's play Phasmophobia, but I didn't know if he wanted to play with me or not. I don't know. But I watched the stream. I watched him on Monkey. I watched him on all that. No, we like Sneeko, even though we disagree, even though Sneeko is drinking the Kool-Aid a little bit on Venezuela. I still love the guy. He's a good guy. He's a funny guy. He's a good streamer. I got to get on Kick. My next play is I'm taking over Kick. 2026, more gaming streams, more commentary. I'm taking over Kick. I want a deal. Aiden, hook me up. Make me a partner. I don't know what is going on there, but I want a Kick deal. I want to earn on Kick. I know I would be the biggest streamer there. Please hook a brother up, my friend. Please, Aiden Ross, if you can hear me. Please save me. Please, Aiden Ross, get me a partnership on Kick. But I want to take over. We'll see, though. But hey, W, shout out Sneeko. He said he was glad that I'm coming back. We love Sneeko. You know, he's one of my older friends in this thing. Like, we've been friends for almost 4 years. It's a long time. We've been through a lot together. You know, his whole cancellation and return, my cancellation and return, the whole yay thing. Like, you know, we've been in the trenches together. So,
Judy Hopscore for $24. Hey, Nick, I'm wondering if you'd ever open up a brick and mortar shop for AF merch. In fact, I know a perfect building in downtown Saginaw, Michigan that I could get you very cheap rent in. I would even stand outside as security for the store in case it got dangerous. DM me for more info. Hope you enjoyed your vacation.
Why? Coffee so emoji. It could get like firebombed by Antifa? Yeah, let's open up a store so that people could case it and like burn it to the ground or kill everybody.
Melbourne
like,
Grow, I percent $20.
You're not getting
Melbourne
it, bro.
Melbourne Grow, I percent $20. Please come to Arizona. I'd love to have coffee and donuts with you in Arizona. Also, I'd love you to meet my wife. She's the funniest person I know.
Okay, that's bait. No, that's bait. Thank you for the big super chat. Dude, my back hurts. I started working out the other night and I'm like physically dying. I had one of those like manic bursts of motivation. I was like, I'll do some pull-ups and push-ups, and I'm like in serious pain. Too old for this. Just put my brain in the robot already. Take out my brain, put it in the, make the robot 6'3", put my brain in the robot. I'm done with this shit. Peter Thiel, if you can hear me, put my brain in the robot. My lower back hurts. It all hurts. But, you know, we gotta do it. We gotta get our heart rate up. You know, we gotta get it going for our race, for the race war.
Jeremy Wallace sent $20. Good to have you back. Me wife died in the Hyundai.
Yeah, I saw that. That's hilarious. George Floyd, 1 month snizz free. You lick snizz. Dude, George Floyd licks snizz. Pass it on, dude. Hey, George Floyd licks snizz. Pass it on. Tell your friends. Yo, yo. George Floyd licks snizz. How can you, dude, anyone that is sympathetic about that, fuck you. No offense. I saw Tucker. Tucker was like, whatever you believe, it's a tragedy. Dude, it so isn't. She was probably the dumbest bitch you ever met. Look at her face. Look at her stupid fucking pumpkin-headed bitch face. We've all seen that face at like a parent-teacher conference, at a grocery store. She's like a prototypical bitch Karen. She's got the nose ring, the short hair, totally fat. Her eyes are crazy. She's a lesbian. And people go, this is a tragedy. Like, what? For who? No, I'm sorry. There's nothing tragic about that. Like, this is the most insufferable liberal bitch ever. She's like 37. What's the excuse? She's not a 16-year-old that got radicalized in high school. She's not a 19-year-old that got radicalized in college and got a tattoo. It's not a phase. 37-year-old grown woman. It's the middle of the work week. Your kids are in school. You're in another state. And you're LARPing as a resistance, blocking the traffic for ICE. What the fuck is wrong with you? Who does that? Like, some people might say it's a tragedy. Ask yourself, who does that? Does anybody that you know, would your wife, would any friend, like couple that you know, would any of the women that you know be doing this? Would they go to an ICE protest? It gets exposed that this criminal population that shouldn't even be here, is scamming the taxpayer out of millions of dollars. They don't even like us. ICE goes in to get to the bottom of it. Your first instinct is not only to protest, but to throw yourself in front of the cops. Like, what is wrong with you? And these fucking idiots think it's a game. They think it's just anyhow. What are you doing? You're in the middle of the street blocking traffic. That's federal law enforcement. That is federal law enforcement doing the duty of federal law enforcement. And you think you're going to block traffic with that? Like, imagine if you saw someone in a traffic stop with the local police and you drove up and tried to get in the middle of it. Like, you understand you would forfeit your life, right? If you drove up on a traffic stop with your car and were like, hey, stop this, get your hate speech off the campus. Like, you would be forfeiting your life. Oh, but because it's ICE, it's anyhow, it's the Hunger Games. No, I'm sorry. We're better off. You know, one less stupid bitch in the world, honestly. I don't know. It's just so naive. It's like, seriously. I know that sounds horrible to say out loud, but it's just true. These people are hurting us. Like, these people are hurting our country. These people are insane. This psycho wants abortion, wants to cut your kid's penis off, wants the country to be raped to death by immigrants. They're throwing themselves in front of ICE. Are you kidding me? This is a tragedy. Why? For who? It's going to be one less Hunger Games viewing party or whatever, like, for crying out loud. And I'm not that guy that, like, devalues human life or whatever, but holy shit, people, you're going to have to toughen up. Like, we're in a war for our country. This, like, irredeemable scumbag gets shot, totally justified, and people go, oh my gosh, it's a tragedy. People are comparing it. Our own side is comparing it to Ashley Babbitt, calling ourselves hypocrites. This is why we lose. The left doesn't care. They just kill everybody. The left wants you dead. Like, when Charlie Kirk died, they laughed. And Charlie Kirk got shot doing nothing wrong. Like, he's doing his thing, totally legal. He's at an event and he gets sniped in the face because he's a transphobe. This woman is blocking federal law enforcement. She gets a lawful order from the cops, speeds up. She doesn't get out of her car, park the car. She tries to get away, gets shot. And people go, you know, we're really hypocrites if we don't. It's like, what? I don't want to be in a foxhole with you. Time to nut up, man. There will be more of this before this is over. You think that any of these people would cry if ICE died? ICE is getting shot. ICE is getting shot all the time. ICE is getting shot at, blown up, boxed in. The guy that shot her was dragged by a car earlier in the year. Like, you see what happens? If they had it their way, they would be murdering ICE and their families. They dox them. You know, you got to nut up a little bit. We'll talk more about that this week, but I was genuinely shocked at some of the response. Not from Tucker, that tracks, but some of these other people. You know, they're posting Hitler videos all day. A left-wing protester dies. They go, this is a tragedy. It's like, what? No, it really isn't, dude.
What's your go-to coffee order / drink? Not to be gay, but I'm curious.
Why is that gay? What's your coffee order? Not that I'm a homosexual, it's attracted to men or anything, but like, what type of coffee do you like? I don't know, my mind didn't go there. Niggas be like, what type of coffee do you like? Not that I'm a homosexual, though. I don't know. I like just drip coffee. You know, if I go to Starbucks, I just get coffee. I like a latte, you know. I'll go in for a latte. But the problem is I'm a little bit, sometimes the milk doesn't sit well with me. Like, it makes me sleepy. So if I really want to get animated, there's not enough caffeine and the milk makes me tired. So sometimes I just go for an Americano or drip coffee. Okay, that better? Do you like that? Are you happy now? Are you happy that you know my coffee order now? Why, so you could kill me?
Hunter Kratz sent $20. Go, now, attack Amalek, and put under the ban everything he has. Do not spare him. Kill men and women, children and infants. 1 Samuel 15:3, our time will come soon, brothers.
Yeah, I don't love that verse. And I'm going to be honest with you, there's not like a lot of good explanations for it. Not to sow any seeds of doubt, but I looked into that, and I always just assumed there was a really good answer, but I looked into it. And all the great Catholic theologians are like, they probably didn't really mean it. You know, it's like the Old Testament says, like, kill everybody, kill them all, kill their infants. And you're like, you know, I don't know about that. And you go to St. Augustine, you go to Aquinas, and you go, how do you account for this? And they say, well, it's probably metaphorical, surely. And you're like, oh, okay, if you say so. You know, I believe in the rest, so I just, I'll take your word for it. Because it's not great. Like, it's not a great, not to be blasphemous. I suppose this is blasphemous and sacrilegious, but like, yeah, it's not the best It's not the best verse. Not my favorite verse, but to each their own. It's Ben Shapiro's favorite verse.
Vienna Waits said $20.
Kill everybody. You're a moral idiot. You're a moral imbecile. Kill everybody. Like, that's Ben Shapiro's favorite.
Vienna Waits said $20. Would you consider selling AF beanies for us groy pets?
Maybe. That'd be kind of hot. That'd be kind of hot, like, in a beanie. It's kind of crazy. I don't know. I don't know if I want to sell anything for women. I don't know, guys. Well, we'll see. Maybe.
Nick, please don't steal my Black Queen Ray Valentina. I liked her first. Crying face emoji. I know you have way more clout than me, but we all want you to smooth things over with Candace. That's endgame. Leave some Black Queens for the rest of us, please. I thought we were ascending in 2026. You can't be getting addicted to chocolate, RN.
I know. Smiley face emoji. I know. Look, I'm trying to get over someone else, and, you know, the best way, the rebound is to, you know, kind of go for the next best thing, right? Not going to name any names, but I know it's not going to happen with this other girl I was talking to. So I had to go for the next best thing. And, you know, look, I'll say this much. Man can do what he wills. He cannot will what he wills. Schopenhauer. You can do what you will. You can't will what you will, okay? You want what you want. You can't control it. So Ray Valentina, hey, what's up? Hey, how you doing? What's good? What you got going on? No, but that was crazy. Ray Valentina, that was actually kind of did something to me. That video, I kind of liked it. She's kind of more badass than Candace Owens. Who even needs her anyway?
Signature Sound sent $20. Mark Levin says we're barbarians. Roseanne says you're going to beg and repent. If it were up to them, we'd be wiped out.
Yeah, it's really striking how hateful they are. When you listen to Mark Levin and Roseanne Barr, they are what everyone thinks I am. You tune into this show and you expect me to be like, I hate everybody. Like, you know, because everybody says, oh, he's this Nazi. And it's like, I'm like, kind of, no. But everybody thinks I'm a certain kind of person. But I think I'm really generally good-humored person, affable. I'm not like a complete idiot. Like some of these people that don't even read. And then you watch Roseanne Barr and Mark Levin, and they're totally insane. Mark Levin every day is like, I hate you, and I hate you, and you need to die. You're a degenerate imbecile. It's just like all this venom from Mark Levin. He's the most hateful person I've ever heard of. One of the most hateful Nazis I've ever heard of. It's crazy. And Roseanne Barr's right there with him. Roseanne Barr, yell. You'll be begging, you'll fall, you'll all beg for forgiveness. It's like, whoa, like the power tripping is crazy. These people are really fucked up. And by these people, I mean Jews. Deeply
Cousins
fucked up.
$20, big show, big beard.
What do you think of the beard? I kind of like it. I wasn't liking it like at home, but seeing it on the screen, I kind of like it. Right? What do you think? Chat, is this Mog? Is this Mog? Am I Mogging? Got to make sure I'm mewing. Is this Mog or should I get rid of it? What do you think? Kind of like it. It's a little scratchy. I don't know. I haven't made up my mind. I'll keep it this week, maybe.
Picking between a war with Iran versus a war with Venezuela is like picking something off the Cane's menu. Everything is the same slop. Unless you take control of the menu and get double Texas toast instead of coleslaw. Think about it.
Oh, my back. Ow, ow. Why does working out hurt? I never work out because it hurts. Yeah, I know. It is like that, isn't it?
Hope the time off was restful. Please don't leave again or the world might just collapse.
Thank you for the big super chat. Yes, it was okay. I can't really, it's so hard for me to relax. It's like my biggest problem. You want to know why? The only time I could relax is when I'm procrastinating. You ever feel like that? When I have something I'm supposed to be doing, I could fall asleep, I could get under the covers, I'm doom scrolling, I'm watching 6 million TikToks. Then it's like, okay, go on vacation, enjoy yourself. And you're like, I'm so bored, I want to kill myself. I don't even know what to do. Another TikTok, another video game, fuck that, I want to die. I crave death. Monotony of boredom is worse. I don't know if you're the same way, but that's how it felt. I was like, okay, hurry up and enjoy this vacation. And I could just feel that it was ticking away all the time. The one good thing is I just didn't have to do a show. That was maybe the best thing. Other than that, though, I was just like, this is just, this shit boring. I thought it would be more productive, but you know, That's how it goes. Just got to lock
it. Boy, $14.88 sent $50. Snake operated you around on stream for views. Milked you for every second. Now he LARPs as a political commentator adding Goyer's Og and the JQ to every take on Venezuela, undermining your geopolitical take, but probably couldn't even recall the Cuban Missile Crisis or how Monroe Doctrine is relevant here. He's low IQ.
What is this parading me around? We did a collab. We had a discussion, and he's my friend. I like him. I like to do his stream. I like to do his content. It's good for me. I get an audience with his people. It's good for him. My people watch the video. I'm not going to tell you why collaborations are good for a creator. And look, we have a disagreement. We have these discussions. I think it's an interesting conversation. We're two very different people. He's Muslim and from New York and not white. You know, he's Haitian. What is he? Filipino, Hungarian Jew. You know, he comes from the red pill thing, and I come from where I come from. So it's just an ongoing conversation. Nothing wrong with that.
Jesse Waite sent $50. Love the Cliff Nickler intro. What do you think about subliminal audios for looks maxing? There's a GroIper-made app called Whisperloop that autists use on Reddit for looks maxing. Seems to work wonders.
Never heard of it. I love Clav, though. Saw the stream the other night. Very funny. He goes on this yacht, and I tune in. I saw him on Twitter. He goes, oh, I'm doing this yacht party. And within like 10 minutes, he's like, all right, this shit is boring. The girls are chopped. I want to go home and play video games. I'm like, dude, how is he not to glaze, not to continue meat riding, but like, bro, it just gets better. He goes, he pays $6,000 to rent this yacht. Some Jew put out a spread of food and stuff. He seemed like a nice guy for what it's worth, but like he had Star of David earrings. And Clav looks at the girls and goes, all these girls are chopped. The girls are ugly. He goes, I don't want to sit around and talk to a bunch of retarded whores all night. I want to go home and play video games. I'm like, dude, why is this? Like, he's so awesome. I know that comes across like infatuation and meat riding. It's just based, okay?
Christopher Rose, one sent $100. The Illinois license plate, Groiper, is surprisingly available.
Oh, yeah, maybe I'll get that so like people could shoot me with an RPG or something.
Students Girl, 98 sent $20. Me. Love the show. I'm 20 and was a full-on woke leftist, but I got interested in the conservative movement after Charlie Kirk's assassination. I found you through him and was hooked instantly. The America First message deeply resonates with me and I appreciate your realness. Plus, you're super cute. All the love, Deanna less than 3.
Oh, brother. Well, hey, thank you. I'm 20 and was a full-on woke leftist, but I... Well, hey, thank you very much. I'm glad you think I'm cute. Thank you so much. No one seems to agree. Everyone hates me. Everyone hates me and will not even look at me a second time. I'm a 5'9 fucking subhuman. So I'm glad somebody thinks that. Yeah, whatever. It is what it is. But I appreciate it. Hey, thank you so much. Big shout out. Super cute. Stop.
55 to 65-year-old black women with jobs are probably the best people among us. Every time I speak to one, they're super sweet and social, have a story of the hardship they rose above by the grace and mercy of God, super funny and charismatic, just overall really warm and kind. They unfortunately also talk about how their adult kids are a mess, which is sad.
Okay, like, get real. We don't need to go that far. Older black women are actually probably the best among us. It's like, brother, what are we doing here? What the fuck is this, actually? Actually, older black women? It's like, they're very nice, I'm sure, but, this is just diversity with extra steps. What are we doing? You just get done reading Beloved? Like, well, what is up with that?
Graven sent $50. Going hard like Pac in 1996.
Pac is gay and sucks.
I love Elliot Smith sent $20. No.
Going hard like Pac. What, like a gay nerd? Pause. Like, why? But like what? Like a poet? Like a poet that is like a fake gangster? I'm a real... The difference is I'm a real gangster. Okay, that's the difference. He's a poser. I was like, wait a second. Going hard like Pac. No, absolutely not. No, I'm going hard like, who's better than Tupac? Kanye?
I love Elliot Smith sent $20. Whatever. No one cares about Venezuela. The featured story should have been Shmurd War 3. On the one hand, Buzz Bulk smugs, but on the other hand, Postman always delivers. I am so conflicted. To what extent will Shmurd War 3 impact gas prices?
I've been following this. I don't know what's Buzz Bulk's problem. What is his problem with Posted Man? I like Postman. I watch his streams. I like Postman's content. It's good to see him on Instagram. He's getting viewership. You know, and like Postman is one of the only ones I know in the scene. So Buzz Bulk, like the physique, low-key mugs and everything. But I don't know why he has a problem. I guess it's just like he's just clip farming or something. But I like them both. I was just thinking about that today. I was like, how would I respond if I got asked about this? And my response is I like them both. I like Postman. I like Buzz Bulk. I like them both. Okay. They should get along. They're both seem like good guys. I love Postman's TikTok. It was a play on the, how can you call it a movement when you have no motion? He goes, how can you call it a New Year's when you have no New Year's resolutions? That was really funny. I got a good, that was keck. Well, I love to see the younger class come up. Very proud. I'm a proud, ancient, old man.
Northern Point 211 sent $20. Did we attack Venezuela with super soldier tech and you act like this is not a thing?
Yeah, that is totally fake. Totally. You guys fall for anything. Yeah, bro. The sonic weapons just flew over my house. Yeah, bro. The directed energy weapon beam just flew over my house. I just heard it. That shit's fake. You're gullible. That happens every time. Get in here, Paul. We're about to attack Venezuela with a directed energy weapon. We just declassified it from DARPA, like, brother. How many... they say that every time. Every time something happens, it's something like that.
Ruthless Zoomer sent $30. Do you think Maduro's capture is tied to the rigging of our elections? I read Elon met with a Dominion whistleblower before the 2024 election to thwart their plans on election night.
No, dude. That is so cooked that you would even say that. Yeah, we captured Maduro to testify about the Dominion voting machines. How stupid do you have to be to actually believe that? No offense if there's boomers out there that are victims of this. But holy, yeah, bro, we kidnapped Maduro because he also had the secrets about the bioweapon, the clot shot, and the nanotechnology. He knows where the missing Malaysian Airlines flight went, and he has the keys to the stolen election. And it's all going according to Q's plan. Yeah, right. Trump's uncle time traveled to tell us this.
Vita 25 sent $20. I'm a 13th generation white female American, married 22 years, have two beautiful children, and I put down 50 Shades of Grey every night to watch your show. You're fantastic. God bless you.
Okay, I don't... that sounds fake to me, but okay.
Slamsons were sent $20.
Goonette. Goonette is putting down her porn novel to watch the show. It's so funny when women say they read. It's like that black girl on New Year's. She's like, I done read 60 books this year. And you look at... it's all just like porn for women. It's all just like, this is slop. Like, this is the equivalent of brain rot just transcribed into words. They probably have pictures in those books. I done read 60 books. I smart. You know, those are not real books.
Nuke Boy sent $20. Would you rather be in Pierce Morgan's shoes and be a cuck to his wife or be Candace Owens' husband but still a cuck?
Candace Owens' husband, because Candace Owens is hotter than Pierce's wife.
Your Black Cat sent $20. Sneeko sent $20. Great, that one super chatter.
So true, Sneeko. You tell
Diddy Sprinkle
him.
Sent-
the go!
Diddy Sprinkle
what
sent
up?
$50.
But wait, Rape Sneeko gave me $50. You only gave me $20. Rape Sneeko gave me $50. Sneeko gave me $20. I don't know, man. I'm kidding. Obviously, we're going to side with Rape Sneeko. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We love Sneeko. I'm not shaking you down. I got to super chat you. You super chat my show. I got to super chat your show. I was going to, but I had to wait an hour after I followed you on Kick to even be in the live
Diddy
chat.
Diddy Sprinkle sent $50.
And I don't know how to super chat.
Diddy Sprinkle sent $50. 2 weeks and you already have a better beard than Matt Walsh.
Oh, stop.
Anderson sent $20.
Much
G much love, bro.
Thanks.
New York sent $100. Great show tonight. Love
Thank
the beard.
You.
I miss you.
Are you hot? How old are you?
Amy Dangerfield.
Were we having some technical difficulties or something? I could have swore I saw some drop frames. Yeah, the stream keeps freezing. What the fuck is up with Rumble, man? So ghetto. We were dealing with this in December. I go live every night, and the stream's freezing up. The stream's freezing. Drop frames is glit. What is that? That's crazy. I didn't even know. People are saying, yes, I had no idea. I glanced over. I'm like, the viewership's not super high tonight. And then I see I have my phone in my pocket. Usually I have it here. My guy's texting me. Oh, yeah, the stream's like freezing. Okay, so no contract and the fucking shit doesn't work. That's crazy. No, that's crazy, though. How about that, huh? Chris Pavlovsky, Nick Shirley, we would love to give you a deal to come on Rumble. Hey, oh, what about me? We forgot about the other Nick. Did you forget about the other Nick that's actually pulling millions of viewers to your fucking platform? Hello? Nick Shirley. And I like Nick Shirley. I talked to him. He seems like a good guy. But it's crazy. I'm on this generational run. Million views. I'm bringing millions of viewers to your platform. Nick Fuentes, who? I don't know who that is. Never heard of him. Nick Shirley, please, can we suck your dick? We will give you a contract. We would love to pay you to make... oh, hey, what about me? I'm the one bringing millions of viewers here already for fucking free. What is that? You guys don't even realize. I am treated like I am black. I am like a black man during Jim Crow. Not even a joke. And I know a lot of you guys think that because I got really popular this year... or last year, that's all over now. It so isn't. It really isn't. Case in point, it's like I'm your number one streamer by far. No phone call, no text, no contract, no pay. It's unheard of. It's insane. Could you imagine if you were like the number one customer of any company and they didn't give you a fucking note? You're like a Marriott Bonvoy member and they give you a fucking bar of chocolate when you check into a hotel. I'm your number one live streamer, maybe by far. Number one, number two, whatever. Nothing. What? And it's because I'm Nick Fuentes and I'm like black, you know, separate but equal. And it's like even people that I know, even people that I know treat me like they don't know me sometimes. They act like they don't know me. And I'm not going to get too specific, but even close friends of mine act like they don't know me because I'm me. I'm still a nigga, okay? I was a nigga last year. I'm still a nigga. 2026, still a nigga. Is it, you know, new year, new me. Am I a man? Nope. Still a nigga. Nope. Am I a citizen? The Nick Shirley thing, I was like, wow, that, like, you literally hate me. Nick Shirley, please, we'll pay you money to stream on our platform. Whoa, did you forget about the Nick that's on your platform? Hello? Insane. Actually insane. And then it's broke. And then it doesn't even work. It's like, okay, first time? First time having a live stream award?
Yeah, the things, somebody texted me last night, give me a hard time.
Oh, you got McDonald's Wi-Fi. It's not me. It's Rumble. I didn't even know what was happening last night. It's happening again tonight. We got to have a little talking to. Like, what do we got to do to make this damn ass website work?
ZZZZZZZ2 sent $21. I saw a clip of you saying smoking weed will make you lazy, fat, and gay. I haven't smoked since. Thanks for bullying me out of a bad habit. We are sending in 2026. Also, PLS makes salmon pink merch for the girls. I really want a pink wank jacket.
Ew, you're a girl that smoked weed? Bro, never tell anybody that. Dude, do not tell anybody that. Take that out of the Carfax. Ew. There's nothing more gross than a girl that smokes weed. It's pathetic when a guy smokes weed, but when a girl smokes weed, so trashy. So trashy, so gross. Bad enough when a guy does it. Worse. It's like everything is like that. It's bad when a guy is a whore. It's worse when a woman is a whore. It's bad when a guy gets a tattoo. It's far worse when a girl gets a tattoo. Bad when a guy smokes pot, worse when a girl smokes. It's all like, sorry, I don't make the rules. It is what it is. Never tell anybody that. You got to take that to the grave. Oh my gosh, I haven't smoked any weed. What is wrong with you? Were you like fucking some Mexican that was selling you weed? Sorry. Maybe that's really offensive, but like, that's just so trashy. Because that kind of thing, it always goes hand in hand. Like, you know, a guy smokes you out, you give him a blowjob. The whoredom and the weed thing typically goes hand in hand. That's gross. That's disgusting. Honestly, you should just keep smoking weed. You're cooked. You should just keep smoking weed because it's just, that's cooked. That's going to be hard to overlook. You should just go back into it. Might as well. I'm kidding. Good for you. I'm glad you stopped doing it, but that's, I'm sorry. I don't mean to shame you. I'm glad you don't smoke weed anymore, but that's really gross.
Iron Wolf sent $50. Hope you're doing well. You look so cute with a beard. Red heart emoji. Happy
no,
New Year.
Stop. Thanks. Do I really look cute? Are you just saying that? I don't know. I don't think it looks great. My hair is too short, as always. I don't know what I'm doing with my hair. I need a stylist to help me because I love my barber, but like, it's not, it's chopped. Like, it's totally chopped. But hey, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Happy New Year.
Faith Stalker sent $20. You need a big crucifix or Catholic ornaments in your studio to represent. Christopher Rex, have you seen Timothy Gordon's Catholic documentary on feminism? Post-war consensus is death-changing. More and more World War II movies and books from the German perspective last several years. The shame is disappearing. I like the J.D. Vance look.
Horrible, insufferable. You need a huge crucifix or a Catholic ornament. Christus Rex. And then the Latin. Love it. Holy LARP. Yeah. Because if there's anything you get from the gospel, it's like, we need more outward demonstrations of piety. The one thing that the gospel is really clear on is like, it doesn't matter. Like, the one message that I take away from the gospel as a Catholic is that it doesn't matter what you say or do. What matters is your outward demonstrations of your piety with decorations. Like, that's my takeaway from the gospel too. And the use of Latin. Thank you very much for
America
that.
First grower percent,
really
$100.
Good idea. We have that. I have a giant statue of Jesus right over here. It's just not, I don't like knickknacks. I don't like knickknacks on stuff. That was my rule when we built the set. I said, no knickknacks. So it's just it's a plain wall. It's a plain window. We're not signaling anything. This is just a set. Thank you, though. Good idea.
America First Grower percent $100. Lena's Law. mewing and spamming Absol 2026. RIP Christine, praying gesture emoji.
Wow, thank you for the big super chat. Lean is law. Lean is the law of the land. Mewing for everybody. If you can't lose weight, get on Reddit True Tide. Look, try to lose weight by not being a disgusting pig. You know how easy it is to lose weight? It's so easy. I lost 10 pounds in like a few weeks. I just stopped eating. Easy. It's called self-control. It's called discipline. I just stopped eating. You know what I would eat? I would eat a little bowl of soup. That's it. 10 pounds. Easy. Knocked it out. Some of you disgusting pigs, you need to get on drugs to lose weight. Let's just try not eating. Try not stuffing your face with food. And if you can't do that, then get on GLP. GLP-1s.
Oy vey, thanks for the huge super chat that gets 5 big N-bombs.
Boom, boom. I dropped a few yesterday. I didn't mean to. Looking back, wasn't the best idea, but you stop doing the show for 2 weeks and you just forget, you know? You're not in front of a camera and you get used to it. So I'm dropping the N-word a lot more in real life. Then I come back on the show and I'm like, whoops, didn't mean to say that 100 times.
Melbourne Grow, I present $20. Evening, Nick. It's my 19th in a few days. In 30 years' time, I will slime out all my day ones and run a puppet regime in Australia on behalf of the American Empire 07.
Awesome. Yeah, you see about the National Socialist Network? Such a shame. I'm surprised. I thought that LARPing as Nazis would result in them taking over the government one day. I'm truly shocked at the result. Did you see this? The National Socialist Network had to officially disband because the government outlawed, like, Hitler salutes. And Joel Davis is like a political prisoner in solitary confinement forever. It's unfortunate, but I have to say I'm truly shocked and surprised. You know, I thought their strategy of wearing all black and saying ban niggers, not knives. I don't know. I thought that would lead to them galvanizing most of the country to like take over the government. And I'm surprised that instead the government simply made them illegal and threw them all in jail. I'm really surprised at the result because they were all telling me like, you're a cuck, you're an optics cuck. I know you're trying to go mainstream, but that's not hardcore enough. And I was like an idiot telling them, you're going to get thrown in jail. That's never going to work. I'm truly surprised that this has happened. You know what's funny? You know that clip when I say, how can you call it a movement when you have no motion? You want to know why? Because none of you have any motion. None of these niggas have any motion. How can you call it a movement when you have no motion? You can't call it a movement because you have no motion. None of these niggas have motion except for me. Do you know I was talking about Joel Davis in that clip? He disagreed with me and I was trash talking him on Telegram and he replied and he's like, you're being really mean. I know the movement will have my back against this uncivil discourse.
So I know the movement will have my back. Shut up. I'm the movement. Shut up. I'm the movement. Where's the movement? I'm the movement.
I said, the movement will have your back. There's no movement except for me. How can you call it a movement when you have no motion? That's where that came from. And now, well, he's in prison. So, and I'm not happy about that. It's horrible what they're doing to him, but you know, that he thought he was better than me. He was so smug all the time. Who do you think you are, Big Shot? He's got the pit vipers on. Like, you're an antisocial freak. Who do you think you are? He was always talking to me so arrogant and smug. It's like, so first of all, I'm successful and you're not. Like, let's just start here. I am one of the most influential people in the world empire on our side of this thing. And you are in Australia doing retard rallies. Like, so let's just start with a little respect. Let's put a little respect on my name first. This has been the debate, though, for many, many, many years. The Goyim long to dress up in costumes. The Goyim long to role play. They just want to put on the costume and take a picture of themselves. Stupid Goyim want to dress up like the Joker. They want to dress up like Patrick Bateman. They want to dress up like Hitler. They want to dress up like the Nazis. They long for the role play. They want to get in a big field and play make-believe. Bah, bah, I shot you. You're dead. As Goyim, we have to be better than that. We have to move beyond. Somebody says Joel is smarter than Nick. Well, he's in prison, so I don't know if he's that much smarter then. We have to move beyond our infantile need to play dress up and play make-believe. We have to live in the world in which we inhabit, the real world. Dressing up is not going to save anything. Cargo culting a German workers' party from 100 years ago is not the move. The move is to analyze how power works in our time.
the political system, the particular conditions, and to try to increase your power as much as possible through whatever means. That's politics. And if you're not ready, if that's not sexy enough for you, if that doesn't get you jazzed up, if that doesn't get a raging boner for you, well, I don't know, man. Go and volunteer for the army. You know what's easier? Just go and be a cop. You want to wear a uniform and chase people and get your heart pounding? Go and be a cop. You know, you want to achieve political change? Get ready for a lot of long, boring days, convoluted, difficult problems, frustration, setbacks. You know, that's just what it is.
Bacon eggs sent $20. Do you like cats?
No, I hate cats. I think they're cute, but I would never live with one. One, I'm allergic to them. And two, I'm really paranoid about the whole parasite thing. Don't they say that cats have all these like parasites and it makes spinsters go crazy? So to me, they're dirty and they're mean and I don't like them. They're cute. You know, there's some cats that used to hang around my house and they're kind of funny, but I'm not a cat guy. Okay. Wait a second. Did I hear something that way? I'm not a cat guy. I never loved cats. I like dogs. I love dogs. Love dogs. Dogs are man's best friend. What is better than a dog? I like dogs more than I like women. You know, I like dogs more than I like probably children, more than I like most people, I think. Dogs are the best because they just love you. Dogs just love you. They want to hang out with you. They literally just want to be your friend. So I'm very partial to dogs. Huge dog person. I've always been, well, not always. When I was a kid, I hated dogs. But as when my family got a dog, I became a dog person. Now I love them. I love them to death. Love dogs. And dogs love me. Dogs love me because they know I'm a good person. Dogs love me because they could sense I have a gentle energy. Cats, ugh, gross. Cats are mean. Not a fan.
Matt U.S. sent $25. Renee Good is just George Floyd, but for women.
Very true. Well, and for just like stupid idiots. Not even. You see those women go up and the women said, it just feels like wrong because we don't need like white tears. That's so funny. Tucker Carlson thinks it's a tragedy. The far left shows up and says, should we mourn her death because she's white? Like, these are the people you're mourning. Like, Tucker says that this idiot bitch getting killed is a tragedy. It's a tragedy. It's a tragedy. Can we all just stop politicizing it and recognize how sad it is that a woman has died? And dude, her comrades, her compatriots, other white women and nigs and whoever, they go there and they go, should we feel bad for her? Because she, you know, she's like a white woman. She's a white person. And you feel sorry for these people, they get what they have coming. So not even. Because here's the difference. George Floyd dies and blacks riot. George Floyd dies, niggas riot. We riot for George. This girl dies, they don't care at all. They don't care. They don't care. Niggas are not rioting for some white girl. White women are not rioting for some white girl. No one's rioting for her. There's some little like, you know, there's some little protest going on, but nothing like the Summer of Love. That just goes to show how little they mean to their own side. And we're going to feel bad.
Dog sent $20. You've mentioned you want a wife and kids. I totally get it. I just love Latinas so much. Nick, you don't understand. My kryptonite. I'd give national secrets to a Latina Betty.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't think Latinas are that hot. And I don't think you're, I think you're kind of an idiot for saying that. These stupid idiots go online and they say, I just love Latinas. Like, this is an interesting opinion. Do you think that makes you interesting or quirky? It doesn't. This is just the most, we've all heard this a million times and it's bullshit. Like, Latinas are not hotter than white women at all. It probably goes white women, Asian women, Latina women is like, maybe that's the ranking. I love when people post slop like this. They say, I want a Latina baddie. It's like, you're the most boring, basic ass bitch I've ever seen in my life. You have all these chuds. You know what I really hate? Let me tell you what I really hate. More than anything, I see these idiot white guys saying, can a white boy catch a vibe? And this is just like the most, talk about a humiliation ritual, self-flagellation. I see all these doofus beta male white guys saying, can a white boy catch a vibe? How emasculated and cucked can you possibly be? First of all, to refer to yourself as a white boy
And then to say, can a white boy catch a vibe? And what does that even mean? Like, you're a stupid, silly pussy? Because that's obviously what that means. You're a beta male, self-conscious white person, and you're saying, I'm a joke. You're saying, I'm an embarrassing joke. I'm a silly joke. I'm not cool. I'm not threatening. I'm not dangerous. I am a silly bitch. That's what you're saying. Can a white boy catch a vibe? Can a silly little pussy, like that's what you're calling yourself. And it's diminutive. And I hate that stuff. So there's this whole like white boy thing. That's why white ass nigga was different. Because white ass nigga was saying like, I'm going to say the, like black people are not going to like this. I'm not your boy. I'm not white boy. I'm not white boy of the year. You know, I'm not a white boy. Okay. I am a white ass nigger. Okay. We're going to offend you. You're not going to like it. I'm going hard as fuck. It's not, hey, can this white boy catch a vibe? No, it's like, I'm going hard as fuck, nigga. And yeah, we say the N-word now. Problem? You know what I'm seeing on TikTok? You know how you like one video and then you just see the same thing over and over on TikTok? I saw a video of like a white guy at an Indian wedding. There was like a white guy in an Indian wedding and the Indians are all doing their dance. You know, the Indians do this like big elaborate dance. And there's a white guy hitting the moves with precision. There's a white guy hitting all the moves. And all the comments are saying, I bet Auntie loves him. I bet the Indian aunties love him. I'm like, what the fuck are we? We are the worst, dude. Like, this is embarrassing. This is bad. This is bad, guys. Do you know that we used to exterminate entire populations? We used to go to war, divide up continents between our countries. And now you're in like an Indian wedding doing some ethnic ritual for spectators on the internet to say, I bet all the Indian aunties love them. And your kids are going to pop out with brown skin and a dot on their head. And you're going to raise them as your own. What the fuck? Like, what is happening? And no one even seems to care. People think it's funny. People think it's all a big joke. White boy of the year. I'm white boy of the year. Because I'm a silly bitch. That's literally what that means. If you say I'm white boy of the year, you're just... That is self-deprecating. You're saying I'm a white, and it's racial. You're not saying I'm like a quirked up chungus. You're saying I'm white boy of the year. You're saying I'm like the silliest white bitch of the year. Look at me. I'm a non-threatening pussy is what you're saying. Can a white boy catch a vibe? Usually when they're like dancing like a black person. Usually when a white guy's dancing like a black person. So can a white boy catch a vibe? I'm a silly, stupid, non-threatening There's something so poisonous about this mentality that like Hispanics, blacks, Muslims are dangerous. They're dangerous. They'll kill you. Like they might kill you. They might cut your head off, shoot you, whatever. And white people are just these like nervous doofuses, nervous, silly, no self-confidence. They're not dangerous. That's why I like guys like Andrew Tate, Clavicular, Trump. Even murderers or something, it's like, even like Hitler, it's like, I like the idea of white people that are dangerous. Like, don't fuck with Hitler. Hitler kills people. Don't fuck with Clavicular. He'll like run you over with a car. I like these fighters, these UFC fighters. It's like, they'll kill you in the ring. They're dangerous or bad, you know? They're not saying, I'm a white boy. I'm a little white. I hate that so much. I see it on TikTok all the time. And it's these beta male idiots that are all doing it. I'm not an alpha male, but beta male is a very specific personality. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not an alpha male, like, you know, I'm not like a big, huge Chad or whatever, but beta male is like a very specific personality. They're just like this urchin. They're like a barnacle, and they attach onto an alpha male in the hopes that they could get a crumb of pussy or status or whatever. And they're just like, I don't know. I really, that whole like chud beta male thing, this whole like Latinas are my weakness. Like, dude, kill yourself. You're a fucking pussy. I just love Latinas so much. It's my kryptonite. Latina baddie. Like, you are a broke faggot pussy and you should kill yourself today. Like, make a plan. Make your plan to commit suicide tonight. The important thing when you're considering committing suicide is to have a plan. I'm kidding. Don't commit suicide, but like, consider it. No, I'm kidding. Don't even consider it, but it's, you gotta like, someone needs to like kick your ass. Like your dad needs to punch you in the face. Someone needs to punch you in the face. Like, you're gross. You disgust me. I just love Latina so much. I'd give national secrets to a Latina. You don't have any national secrets because you're a broke loser and you're a fucking faggot. So good thing we don't have to worry about it.
I've lost multiple friends in the past 2 to 3 months over me posting about how blacks and Mexicans have taken over our city, which used to be predominantly white, and how I feel like a minority in our city. And my mom has not talked to me lately because I said I don't support Trump fully anymore and we are ran by Israel.
Your mom's not talking to you because you're not pro-Trump? Wow, she's loyal. She's loyal to our president. I kind of love that, though. Don't you kind of love it that you have boomers that are more loyal to Trump than their own kids? Like, if only he were based. If only we need that kind of loyalty, but for a different kind of leader. That is what we need. We need people to have, like, giant portraits of the leader in their house. I love that Trump has tapped into that, where I saw some grandma died and she bequeathed her condo to Trump. Some like 80-year-old woman in her will, in her inheritance, she left her her condo to Donald Trump to sell for money. I love that. Like, that's, we need like a true father of the nation like
Buster
that.
Buster out sent $20. Tucker is promoting his Alps on their feed. Trolling.
On whose feed? The same. What recent. Is that even? I love when boomers give themselves away when they say things like feed or hits. It got 100,000 hits. I love when boomers give themselves away with these like archaic internet words. Oh, it didn't come up in my feed. I love that. What are some other ones? Hits, feed, maybe like the web. How many of them are there? There's, you know what I'm talking about? There's like certain, they're like archaic internet words from the aughts. Dude, you're going viral. Your video got 50,000 hits. Dude, it got 75,000 hits. I think you're going viral, my friend. It's all over the web. I saw it in my feed earlier today. They love that. They love that. Someone says gone viral just in time. But that's endearing. We love that.
The same recent $20. As an immigrant from childhood, friends warned me the Growipers will send me back too. If it got to deporting 30-year naturalized citizens, I'd shed a tear of happiness for America. America first.
Oh, you're just, that's like fishing. That's a fishing expedition. Bro's like, well, if it comes to deporting people that have been here for 30 years. And what are we supposed to say? No, you're okay, Paco. You could stay. Like, I'm sorry, my friend. You gotta go too.
King Sky 22 sent $20. Go Bears. Orange circle emoji.
Dude,
blue
bear
emoji.
Down. Fuck the Packers. Fuck the Packers. Bear down. Yo, cheese grater? Can I get a cheese grater? Yeah, dude. Fuck the Packers. I hate the Packers. Bear down. Yes, dude. What's the guy's name? What's the quarterback? Caleb something? Yeah, no, you see that game the other night? Packers blew a 20-point lead. Fucking idiots. Hell yeah, dude. The Bears are going wild over the weekend. Bears are running wild all over Chicago. You hear that, Packers? Hear that, head coach of the Packers? Yep. Caleb Williams, yeah. Dude, who am I? Who am I? What is this? No, it's good to get into it a little bit. We're watching the playoffs. We're watching the big game. You see that game? You see that conversion? I don't know anything about sports at all, but we are enjoying. It doesn't matter, dude. This is Chicago. This is the Bears. Fuck the Packers. Fuck Green Bay. Go home. Get knocked. You blew a 20-point lead. You are nothing. We love our Bears over here. We love our Chicago Bears. Hell yeah. Hell yes. I love our head coach. He turned this brand around in one season, is what they're saying. That's what the streets are saying. Seahawks? Fuck the Seahawks. Packers? Fuck the Packers. This is Bear country. This is the Bears. Time to bear down and root for the Bears in the playoff game.
Shelbit sent $25. I love
it. Who are they playing? I think they're playing the Seahawks next, right? I don't know. I don't care.
Shelbit sent
$25.
I love it. I don't even know the rules. Videos and promotional. Nice job on starting the ascension on vacation. Can already tell you've lost weight in the face. No homo. If you reach chatted, it is so over for these libtards. God bless and FK George Floyd.
Can already tell you've lost weight in your face. Not that I'm gay or anything. not that I'm gay. My mind didn't go there. You know, we can give each other compliments without being gay. I can already tell you've lost a lot of weight. Not that I'm gay or anything. Not that I'm like a homosexual. Okay, well, my mind didn't immediately go there. I just took the compliment, but I appreciate it. It's unnecessary, actually. No, but I appreciate it. I have lost a lot of weight. I lost about 10 pounds. I lost about 10, 12 pounds in the past month or so. It was time. I was getting chubby. I was getting a little bit chubby. It wasn't a good look. I just, one day, I started noticing I've never had fat like on my chest at all, ever. I have a big belly, never in my chest. But one day I was like kind of heavier than I've ever been. And I looked in the mirror and I saw like it was like jiggling a little bit. And I was like, no, no, not like this. Can't happen. So I just stopped eating. I was like, no more eating. You've been a pig. No, no more eating. Started getting a little fat over here, a little fat here. I was like, no, no, we can't go down this road.
All these guys saying the IDF trained eyes are moral idiots.
You're a moral imbecile. You're a moral idiot. Yeah, I love that. The IDF trained ice. It's like, okay, good. The IDF is effective. You know, the IDF is actually good at solving problems. Maybe if the IDF trained ice, we could get every illegal out. You know, like, so what? I'm not in favor of that, but like, okay, who cares? This IDF trained ICE agent shot a libtard in the face. Wait, I thought you were against the IDF. The IDF is training ICE agents to shoot liberals in the face and deport Hispanics. Wait, I thought we were against the IDF. Why are you trying to get me to like them? Like, what's the argument?
Top Cone
exactly?
$25. How is human trafficking underage girls not part of the problem and completely immoral? Yes, Epstein being Mossad is also a big issue, but it's not the only issue. Lost me here.
Goodbye. How is that not the issue? She was 17 years old. Shut up, pussy. Fuck you. Oh, I love that. You lost me here. Bye. Good. Good riddance. Dude, I love that. Knew that was coming. And clocked it. Knew that was coming. How is human trafficking an underage girl not part of it? Who gives a fuck, dude? What are they, 17? Okay. Grow up. She was 17, Your Honor. You disgusting animal. Grow up. Seriously.
In this time of accession, what would you tell your followers to start learning about politically to take the step past the basic Jew spam?
If you need... Look, I'm not telling you. Thank you for the big super chat.
Whoa, what should we read about other than the Jews?
Like, dude, if you need me to tell you, it's not you, okay? It's going to be somebody else.
Sean 924 sent $25. Do you think Trump was always a 100% Jew worshipper? Or was Butler, Pennsylvania his remember your place?
It's like, we live in hell. It's you. You are hell. You are literally hell. Like, having to feel the question like that is like a personal hell. Or was Butler, Pennsylvania his remember your place moment? Yeah, bro. The Jews shot him and just missed to tell him, you work for Jews. Yeah, it's a cartoon. The whole thing's, it's all a movie.
Gianni956 sent $20. Hey, man, on some real shit, what would you tell a friend that is suicidal? Also, and not gay.
I don't know. Being suicidal is kind of gay. I had somebody I knew call me up once and he was like, I'm like on a ledge. And I was trying like so hard not to be annoyed. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? So pick me. There's nothing more pick me than being like openly suicidal. Okay, I'm going to do it. Nobody stop me. Nobody try to convince me not to do it. Okay. Well, yeah, life is pretty bad. I guess you're right. You know. If somebody called me to like talk them in off the ledge, I would just be like, bro, just do it. You can't walk it back now. You're out there. You're on the ledge. What are you going to walk it back and show everybody what a bitch you are? Well, you'll never live that down. Remember that time you tried to kill yourself? Remember that time you called us crying and you were about to jump off a ledge? What an idiot. You know, like you probably shouldn't joke about it. Because that's not politically correct or maybe moral, but I'm just being honest with you. If somebody called me up and said that, I would be like, brother, like, get a grip. What is this about, really? Like, okay, here is the attention you ordered. Taking a picture of the attention you ordered with your no-contact delivery. I just left it at the door for your ancestors or your for your next of kin to collect for you. Crazy, crazy. Like, no, I will not be talking. What do you want from me? Am I now supposed to summon some motivational speech, convince you that life is worth living? Like, I guess then we should all try to kill ourselves whenever we need a little pep talk. Hey, I'm going to kill myself. Now, can you tell me why I'm awesome? I swear I'll do it. I'm going to kill myself. Now tell me why I'm awesome. Tell me how that you really love me. It's actually, that's what insane people do. Real people just kill themselves. They don't tell everybody about it. They don't broadcast that they just kill themselves. People that need validation are going to go around. Okay, guys, here I go. If no one's going to say anything, I guess I'll just kill myself. No, please. Your pussy's amazing. I can't live without it. Okay, I guess I'll kill myself later. Like, that's insane. It's actually insane. I won't do it. I will not participate in your humiliation ritual. I will not participate in your secular religion, sacrificing your life on the altar of affirmation. No, I won't. I won't do it.
My mom sent $20.
What would you tell to a friend that's suicidal? I'd call him gay. I'd make fun of him, probably.
What's even the theory at this point? We're just going from one thing to the next. If one theory doesn't work out, we just make up one that's more ridiculous. If that theory doesn't work out, well, that's also part of the conspiracy. They are trying to trick us. It's much bigger than we thought. The conspiracy just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And now the conspiracy to kill Charlie Kirk is about the space-time continuum itself. Like, think about how small it started. The conspiracy started out with, like, someone was stealing money at Turning Point and they didn't want Charlie to find out. Someone was embezzling $1 million, so they killed him. So it was like a Turning Point conspiracy. Then it turned into, well, Israel killed him because he was about to turn against Israel. Then it turned into, well, Israel, France, Egypt, and the United States killed him because he was going to reveal something that would change international affairs. Now, he was an indigo child. He was being groomed from birth by men in black hats, by these extraterrestrial beings, because he was going to break the space-time continuum. Reality broke. The Mandela effect happened. One universe combined with another in the multiverse when Charlie, and it's like, you know, at what point do you get off the conspiracy train and just say, you know what? Some tranny killed him. Like, they're crazy. They hate us. It's totally plausible. So anyway, I saw that today and I'm like, I read the caption for the clip and then I watched the clip and I was like, wow, I can't believe this is real.
Why did Charlie think he was a time traveler? He said, as I showed you in earlier messages, that he was a time traveler and he had to find me. Is that just something people are saying to their homies in text messages?
How quickly you go from I was told in a dream, my witness is in purgatory. Your Honor, I call to the stand Charlie Kirk. Order, order in the court, counsel. Counselor, what do you mean you call? He's dead, Your Honor. He's in purgatory. He testified in my dream. And then, like, the court erupts. I'll allow it. Objection, Your Honor. You can't call to the stand a witness from purgatory. Overruled. I'll allow it. And then she gets on the stand. I had my dream last night while we were at Israel. And come on, guys. Anti-Semitism used to be smart. We used to be the smart ones. Don't you miss that? It used to be an elite club. Charles Lindbergh, Henry Ford, Mel Gibson, Richard Wagner, Hitler. And now it's Candace Owens. It's like people with face tattoos. It's like people that believe that are into all this like alternative medicine stuff. People that put their phone in like an EMF bag because they're worried about like radioactivity or something. And it's like, brother, we got to retreat from that whole deal. Like, we just need to carve out our own space. I'm refugees in our own movement here now. Anyway, so my witness is in purgatory. Now that's a new one. My witness isn't. And watch them say I'm not Catholic for saying that. I don't, you know, I believe in purgatory. I don't believe that people intervene in global politics from purgatory, you know, making appearances like that. But who knows? I mean, when the space-time continuum is at stake, Candace is an alien, Charlie's a time traveler. I guess anything is fair game, but the courtroom blows up. Objection. That's funny. I'm proud of myself for that bet. All right, but we got to move on. We do have to move on. We got to get into our featured story tonight. Trump is invading Greenland. A protester gets shot and you get all these people crying about it. It's like, I'm sorry, weren't you just posting a Hitler edit yesterday? You do know who Hitler was, right? All these knuckleheads for the past 2 years. It's just AI translated Hitler speeches. I don't know. He sounds pretty good to me. Posting the edits. Hitler fought for his people. He fought the bankers, blah, blah. All these Hitler apologists. Trump invades a neighboring country, kills a protester. All these people are crying. I don't like the government killing people. You can't just invade another country. We got to be consistent. Do you know who Hitler was? And then you realize these people are completely delusional. They know fucking nothing. They don't know anything about politics. They don't even know anything about Hitler. They don't know anything about anything. And so people see some edgy memes on Instagram, and that is the extent of their education. These fucking dumb idiots, they got red-pilled a year ago, And the extent of their political education is doom scrolling on Instagram, liking these AI translated Hitler speech edits. They think Hitler was like Ron Paul. Of course, some of the World War II narrative is, as we know, exaggerated or fake. They have their own fake World War II narrative where Hitler saved his country and then he was going to liberate the Christians from Jewish communism because he loved Slavic people. He was going to fight the Soviets to free his beloved. He loved Slavic people. He was going to save them from Jewish communism. And they would hold parade like, no, sorry, that's actually not what Hitler was. In their mind, Hitler is literally a Ron Paul-esque figure. Hitler was like a center-left economic populist who wanted to take over the government, to leave everybody alone. Hey, man, I just want to get Jewish banking out of my country and leave me alone. They say that Hitler was nice to Jesse Owens. He wanted to build an empire based on a racial hierarchy. But people go, whoa, but America was racist too. This is literally like Soviet propaganda. This is literally just whataboutism. He wanted to take over half of Europe and settle it with racially superior Aryans and enslave the inferior races. He wanted like a racial empire. And these people think that, no, he was like a wholesome Chungus nationalist who wasn't racist and just so misunderstood. It's crazy. And you go, what? So somebody is on the wrong page here. Because we're talking about like a progressive right-wing regime, like building an empire. We're talking about strength and excellence. And, you know, we're kind of getting into some of these themes. And these people are like, what the fuck? I think that we should stop paying our taxes. And I don't like the government getting bigger. And I don't like cops killing people. And I don't like foreign interventions. It's like, okay, so you're just a liberal. Like, you're just a fucking liberal. And you think Hitler was a liberal. And that's insane. That's why I call them low IQ anti-Semites. They don't even know. I tweeted that and they said, wow, he took the check. It's like, no, you don't understand. I'm saying you're a bad Hitler enthusiast. I'm saying you don't understand your own lore. So if these people knew who Hitler was, they would not be posting that shit. Because these people are all just like disgruntled liberal normies. They're just like Ron Paul heads, Bernie bros, you know, vaguely populist normies that are too online, and they're projecting that ideology onto Hitler and saying, well, he was just a misunderstood guy like me. Not quite.
Subtle shots of gifs yesterday. People who are dressed up as the Joker. Your take on women smoking weed was so true and made me laugh 30 feet up in the air on a scissor lift.
Honestly, that wasn't a shot at him. That's a shot at anybody that does that. Honest to God, I did not think of him when I said that. If I did, I would say it. But I think back to 2019 when the Joker movie came out and every one of you fags was dressing up as the Joker for Halloween. You couldn't wait to do it. I remember it. I was there. I was there when it came out. And I remember every right-wing chud could not wait because the movie came out on like October 4th, I think. And every stupid chud from the internet, they were chomping at the bit for Halloween to arrive so that they could dress up like the Joker and do the dance and take a video and post it on TikTok or Twitter like a faggot. I remember it very well. And yeah, we just got to grow up, okay? No more dress up, no more make-believe. Like, people just got to get deadly serious about what we're involved in. So honestly, it was not, I didn't intend for it to be, I didn't even think of it that way, a shot at Gypsy Crusader. I gave this take a little while ago. I said, right-wing chuds love costumes. They love playing dress-up. They get, like, hard. They get a hard-on to dress-up. And I know that because I remember in October of 2019, all of you people did it. And I don't know. I mean, I could probably go through and name some names, but, like, that was the move. Everybody couldn't wait to do their version of it. Everyone couldn't wait to do their take on it. Everybody flew out to New York to take a picture by the Joker stairs in the Bronx. I remember thinking, like, seriously? Really, guys? This is really dumb. And they still do it. They still do it. They dress up like Patrick Bateman. They dress up like the Joker. They dress up like a Nazi. They dress up like whatever. They love to do it. We got to move past the dress up.
Here's a part of my wage because your show makes me feel like I belong to something bigger than myself. So happy to have you back.
Hey, also, thank you. Yeah, I don't know. I'm very conflicted about it. I miss my baby face. It makes me look older and shittier. When I have a clean shaven face, I feel young and handsome. When I have a beard, I feel like an old creep. I don't know. We'll see.
Nick, I support you fully and believe in your vision. I just need a bit more clarity on your Epstein take last night. I feel like I'm missing something.
You will get nothing.
Irish Setter sent $50. How are you always so vindicated? Did you inherit ancient Sumerian technology from Charlie Kirk?
Yeah, I'm a time traveler too. I love this. Like, I need to know, you know, look, I don't answer to you. I love that. Like, I got to prove something to you. You take the take. If you don't like it, then leave. You know, I need a bit more clarity or else what? If you are not comfortable with thinking freely, this is not the show for you. If you're not comfortable with entertaining an idea that you might not agree with, this is not for you. This is not a show where I go live and reinforce an ideology every day. It's not a show where I go and reinforce all of your opinions and I, you know, affirm a very one-dimensional line of thinking. This is a show where we use our heads, we think freely, heterodox thoughts, and that's actually on a deeper level what we're doing than even the substance of it. It's an exercise in free thinking. And if you can't handle that, if you need clarity, oh, I don't know how I feel about that. It makes me feel bad. Well, you should sit and think about it. And if you don't like it, then, you know, you can go and fuck off.
Midnight Squirrel sent $500. I like the beard. It gives you a new aura, but you look sexier, younger, and sharper with a clean shave.
I think you're right. I tend to agree.
Red Wolf sent $20. You have a solid beard, but don't let these barbarian lovers fool you. The clean shaven Roman was the ideal of manliness, exemplifying military discipline and civility. Remember who you are and leave the beards to the chinless sub 5, for example, JD.
My goodness.
The clean shaven Roman was a...
How are you people real? Like, how do you people actually type that out and hit send? The clean-shaven Roman was the ideal of manliness. Goodness gracious.
Midnight Squirrel sent $100. Charlie Kirk was killed by the transdimensional fairies. Get with the program and wake up.
No. He was talking to transdimensional fairies. He was killed by demons. He was killed by aliens that are actually demons in disguise.
Emily Adamson sent $20. Former chef turned franchise GM. I'm too fat, old, and low IQ from years of substances to help. I am Chungus Disney Plus dad, so to help, I try to red pill my HS and college age staff. It's worked on some, no homo.
Former chef turned franchise general manager. I'm fat, old, low IQ from years of substances. No, you sound great. Stop it. Don't talk about yourself like that. You sound awesome. Franchise general manager, good for you. God bless you. Fat, old, low IQ. You don't sound low IQ. At least you have some humility, some self-awareness. You sound relatable. You sound like a good guy. Chungus, Disney Plus dad, red pill in high school, college staff. No, you're doing your part. Just be careful. Just be careful. You don't want to get in any trouble, but God bless you. You sound like a real American. Good for you. See, I like small business owners. People say I hate the working class. I like the working class. What I hate is like the service class. The service class is irredeemable. And it's not all of them, but it's a lot of them. It's a lot of them, like these Indian call centers, these Indians that run some of the hotels and the gas stations. And it's honestly, it's a lot of Indians. It's these like people that do not give a fuck. People that stock the shelves, the cashiers, customer service. These people are really, a lot of them are really rough. Not all of them, but a lot of them. Tradesmen. Small business owners, these are my people. I like these people.
Roy Guardian sent $20. What advice would you give to your 18-year-old self?
I don't know, dude. What I tell my 18-year-old self? Probably stay in school. I wish I completed my college education. I wish I took school more seriously because I would have liked to have had a diploma. And I have to say, when I was an adolescent, I was a hothead. I had this horrible temper. I still do, but I don't get mad as much. When I was an adolescent, I used to lose my mind constantly. Very short fuse, very bad temper. But that doesn't really change until you get older. Now, I really noticed it when I turned like 25 that I started to mellow out, started to become capable of restraining myself a little bit. So I'd maybe tell myself to calm down a little bit, but I don't know. I mean, what I did worked. I mean, I sort of achieved everything I wanted to achieve. I kind of won, you know, I made enemies with everybody, defeated them all, became super successful at what I did, made lots of money. Met all my heroes. They all love me. So I don't know. I mean, there's not really a ton that I would say other, you know, and I worked hard, but I also enjoyed life. Not like I'm eulogizing myself, but you know, when I was a younger guy, I really took a lot of time to do the things that I love to do, which is not a lot, but like play video games, drive around in my car, spend time with my family, whatever. I spend time with friends, play video games, but I also worked really hard as well. So I don't know. I think I don't really have a ton of advice to give myself when I was younger. I'd have to think about it, though. It's kind of a personal question.
Welcome back, bro. We need to bring back our country's Christian roots. Unfortunately, everyone's been brainwashed into supporting the deportation of people from Christian countries like Mexico, even though we're conservative and support Christian values. They're dividing and conquering. We don't have dual loyalty and always put America first.
Wait, what? No, all the Mexicans that are illegal have to go back.
Chimplord AF sent $20.
Sorry, dumbass. You've been brainwashed into supporting the deportation of Christian Mexicans. They gotta go. Sorry.
Chimplord AF sent $20. First time super chatter.
My older brother and I, 27 and 35, got RAF hats on Christmas Eve.
Let's go. Sick.
Keep going, brother. You mess with Texas Roadhouse?
Nope. Total shit. Total shit and slop. I do not mess with Texas Roadhouse at all. But thank you. I'm glad you got the hats. No. I've been to Texas Roadhouse. You know, the rolls are good. Those, like, rolls they have with the cinnamon butter, that's good. But other than that, it's another bullshit fast casual chain. Just go to a real steakhouse. I see all these TikToks and posts, people eating at Applebee's and Chili's and Texas Roadhouse. I mean, I guess if you live in the middle of nowhere, and there are literally no restaurants, it's an oasis. But if you're in a real city with real food, just go to a real restaurant. I don't understand why people go to Applebee's. Just go to a real restaurant. What is the point? You might as well just, like, eat a frozen pizza at that point. Then go out and eat that trash.
Joan Dark, 95 cents, $75. 30 MSMN cooked. My fam came over 150 years ago. Natives and blacks from Chicago is one thing, but the new Somalia leeches is another thing. Will white families survive?
Oh, should I move gosh. To South? What is wrong with $20.
You say it's not right versus left, black versus white, and it's certainly not Christian versus Muslim. Jewish supremacy is the real problem. Our government is compromised.
Okay, you're an idiot.
Niece to Gabe sent $20. I fully agree on your take on schizoconspiratard faggots, but the earth is actually flat. Because God said so. One of the few one I believe in. BRGRRS sent $20. Looks like Bannon might run in 28. Do you think he could win? I think he would be a lot better than Vance.
Okay. Great, amazing questions, guys. Really awesome stuff. My gosh, dude. It's just like, get a clue. Get a fucking clue. People cannot be helped at all. That's why you deserve to be ruled. Honestly, that's the real black pill, is like, Jews won because you guys are idiots. Like, these questions, statements, it's like, you think Bannon's going to run? Can he win? Like, get a fucking clue. Get a clue. I think the earth is flat. Okay, bro. That's crazy.
John Porter sent $55. W. Alex Jones, offering his daughter for marriage to you. Just the way it should be and the way it's always been up until recently. Imagine the kind of uproar the media would be in if you someday get into the White House and your wife was the child of the OG conspiracy theorist of the 21st century. It would fix the space-time continuum.
That was crazy. I think he was just trolling his daughter a little bit. If only men voted, it would be like, you know, Trumpler. It would be
But
Donald
let's be
Trumpler
fair. It's like
forever.
60% are like that. There's, I know a lot of women that are more, you know, smarter than most men I know. You know, there's Charlotte. Charlotte, put her back on screen. What's up with JD Vance? What's going on? Oh my God. Charlotte's got a crush on you, Nick. She told me that about a month ago.
She's doing the Trump middle finger.
We're gonna do an arranged marriage right now. Charlotte Jones and Nick Fuentes. We'll have little Manchichi babies.
That'll be a power couple. Methylene blue, turmeric, unstoppable force.
Charlotte, get in here. I'm gonna marry you off in an arranged marriage to Fuentes. Get in here now. See the great control I have around here. Andrew Tate be like, you don't need to have a shock collar. Bzz, bzz, bzz. All right, I'm going to stop. No, getting serious. Speaking about who needs a shock collar. No, I shouldn't go there. She'll say it's true. It's a coded Illuminati threat. It's probably her husband actually wearing the shock collar. But seriously, Candace Owens.
I don't know, though. Hey, is that a serious offer? I'd consider it. Good stock, good genes. Look at Alex. Guy's like he's built like a bull. It's insane. He's just like pure muscle. He's a human weapon. So, and very smart and just like a total maniac bundle of energy. So, hey, I don't know. Is that a serious offer? Good stock. That'd be a very interesting political marriage. Could you imagine? Could you imagine an America First InfoWars marriage? The daughter of Alex Jones, Nick Fuentes. I didn't want to play too much into it because if he's joking, that's creepy. I don't want to be creeping on his daughter if he's totally joking. But if he's kind of joking and kind of serious, unless, I don't know. So yeah, that was kind of funny though. No, but we love Alex. Great guy.
Bald girl, I present $25. Do you have any interest in cars and what are your thoughts on people who are into it as a hobby? Just got my America First hat and have to say the quality is incredible. Nicest hat I own.
Wow. Well, thank you for the endorsement. We have the best. Ultra methylene blue. We have the best. America First hats. We have the best. Yes, the hats are made in America. Super high quality. I love the InfoWars advertisements because every time I'm on the show, they're blasting in my ear and it's like you're being brainwashed. It's like, so I memorized all of them. My favorite is my favorite InfoWars ad is the George Soros Macy's Day Parade float. Whoever makes that stuff is a genius. Whoever's making the InfoWars, what do they call those, like liners and other stuff? It's genius. But yeah, I love the testimonial. The hats are very high quality. Thoughts on cars? I think it's awesome. I wish I knew something about cars. I'm an idiot. I have no idea about cars at all. I wish I had a technical expertise. It never sticks. I'm not passionate about it. When I was a little kid, I was really into science. And so I read about technology and I really wanted to be a doctor. So I read all about like medical stuff. Then I fell in love with politics. And honestly, I just can't retain any information. So I don't know anything about cars or machines. I wish I did because it's very cool and good. And I wish I did. It's awesome. And cars are awesome. And cars are like, that's the most American thing to have a car, I feel like. I know it's been said before, but the freedom in America is the ability to just get in your car and go anywhere. We have this huge country, wide open, everything and anything you can think of, and you could just get in your car and just go. And there's something so beautiful about that. Get in your car, go, hit up a gas station. And the best is like you could drive for 30 hours and you start in one place, end up in another, and it's like you could still go into a gas station and get a Coke. You could still stop into a diner and get a cheeseburger. You still go at 2 a.m. to a 24-hour diner, lit up, and get a cheeseburger and a milkshake. Like, that's America. I love that. I'm a huge believer in cars as a technology.
Never blink when bluffing sent $20. Merch for your Groid pets. Aren't you a bit curious on your female following? Respectfully take more of my money, Plaza.
Not even in the slightest. I don't even want to know. I can't even imagine what type of woman would not be offended. Because the show is for men. This show is for men. If I ever get married, I almost want my wife to not like the show, to be like, I can't believe you said that. I can't believe, because I feel like that's almost normal. The show is outrageous and it's like, it's a show for guys. This is how I talk when I'm with my friends. And it's for other guys to be like, fuck yeah, like that's relatable. It's not for women, because women are a different animal. When you talk to women, you talk to them differently. So the type of women that could watch the show, like, what's wrong with you? No, not actually, but like, why do you like the show? Like, what's up with that? Is that a pick me thing? Is it because I'm handsome? No, but I'm kidding. I appreciate it. So no, I'm not. I feel like I don't want to know the answer to that question, what they're really like.
Average John, 93 cent, $50. Now that you're rich, have you repaid that girl from college for pizza and Cheesecake Factory?
No, because she got a black boyfriend. So absolutely not. No, never. I feel bad. I mean, she was a nice girl. Well, I don't know. She wasn't that nice. Kind of made it better, actually. You know, I don't know if she's watching or if she'd ever see this, but she was cute. She was cute and she was nice, but you know what? She was just too crazy. She had like this crazy look in her eyes, which was kind of hot. And she was kind of like, you know, I'll say this much. She was a little bit loopy in a way that was kind of attractive. Like, I'll never forget, I was in my dorm sleeping. She was pounding on the door. And she woke me up and I was like trying to fall back asleep. And then she wakes me up. She's in the room yelling at me. I'm like, how the fuck did you get in here? My roommate let her in. I'm like, why would you do this? But you know, that kind of persistence kind of turned me on. I can't lie. It was kind of attractive. I forget that happened. It was so long ago. But yeah, she would take us out to eat. We go to T. Anthony's, we go to Tasty Burger, we go to Cheesecake Factory, and this was big. She was like my sugar mommy because I was broke. She was loaded. Her parents were loaded. They were from, I don't want to give out all her information, but like her parents were loaded. And so she got this big allowance. She was taking us out all the time, me and my buddy. I don't want to dox everybody involved, but she, you know, she would take me out, take me and my friend out, and we would get T. Anthony's mozzarella stick pizza. The last day I was in Boston, just me and her went to Legal Seafood at the Prudential Center. She took us to Cheesecake Factory and she bought us cheesecake to take home. And I was broke as a joke. I had no money. I was hungry. Like, I was literally a hungry ass nigga. And she was buying us food. It was insane. And she kind of had a crush on me. But here's the thing. You know what she was always doing? And this is how she kind of psyched me out. She was always saying like, oh, I have multiple boyfriends and oh, this and that. And that's why I was kind of like, I'm never going to date you. Cause she kind of gave off the vibe that she was like, you know, that she got around a lot, but she was cute enough. She was buying us food. She was persistent. So I was like, you know, fuck it. Another round of cheesecakes. Then we got in like a big fight a year after college. She treated me like shit. I saw her. I hadn't seen her in a long time. She was really mean to me. And then she got this black boyfriend. I was like, just forget it after that. Absolutely not. No, I'm not going to pay her back. She was a little nutty. And that's just what happens. Just another Bronx tale from the good old days.
How can we put America first if American society is completely governed by Israeli elites?
Okay, so that is most of what this show is about every single day, and it has been for 10 years. So if you want my longer answer to that question, that's kind of the purpose and message of this show. But I appreciate the big super chat.
How can we put America first if there's like these other people that want to put it last?
So America first implies the existence of America last, and it sort of implies that America is currently being put last. It's sort of the whole point of what I'm doing and why I do it.
Clotho sent $20.
Thank you, though.
I believe in me and my friends just got in some of the new merch and we're super pleased with the quality. Would you consider adding stickers to the store since you already sell pins and patches?
No, I hate stickers. I hate stickers. I think stickers are gross. Stickers are a pestilence on our society. You know, the last thing the world needs is more stickers. Don't you hate that when you get something with a sticker and you got to pick it off with your fingernail and then you got to get goo gone and get the residue off? The world needs less adhesive. No more stickers. No, we will not use adhesive to fasten things anymore. That is over. Starting here. Well, you already sell pins and patches. Would you ever consider a sticker? No, stickers are absolutely diabolical. We should ban that like how Singapore banned chewing gum. All I see everywhere is stickers. All I see everywhere is crap. No more stickers. I'm done with that.
I back Treasury Fund sent $25.
Forever.
The best collab opinion on people who ask how everything like Grok. I can't stand them and think they still need to be fed by spoon.
Love it.
Fucking dumb fucks. I hope they all jump off a building or play leapfrog on a busy highway. They are the scourge of society.
They really
do not
are.
Deserve to breathe the same air as us. Those dumb fucks. They suck, man.
Hey, Guak, is this real? Guak, is this true? Guak, what is this?
Hey, Guak. The Grok thing is unbelievable.
Hey, Guak. Guak, is this true?
I thought people were brain damaged before. I think AI is making everybody way dumber, noticeably dumber. People have no ability to do anything anymore. Everything is just like, hey, ChatGPT. Hey, ChatGPT, people can't read, write, research. You talk to people and they say, well, let's ask ChatGPT. It's like, bro, ChatGPT is unreliable. It hallucinates all the time, misses stuff constantly. You need to do your own research, think about the issues independently, come to conclusions. So yeah, it's poisoning the well majorly.
Bro, Hyperboy sent $25. Savannah, Georgia. White Christian woman asset attacked after church group 5 weeks ago. Black mayor calls city safe. Eyewitness described suspect as agitated and with dreadlocks. City refused to address this witness account. Local hospital workers have warned community of 3 total attacks. One made news. Be safe, grow-ups.
Yeah, it's like that here. There's like a famous guy in Chicago that goes around punching women in the face. Black, of course. And the guy's just like on the loose. So people are saying, hey, be careful. There's this guy walking around punching women in Chicago. He's just out there. I will say this much about him. You got to wonder, maybe, is that going to wake some of them up? Because these women are all voting for their boyfriend, George Floyd, to get out of jail. You hope that maybe they're walking down the street, they get clocked in the face by one of these people. And then, I don't know, they vote for Trump. Like, you never know. I don't support it. I think it's terrible. But like, hey, maybe if there's anything good to come out of it, how can we make a negative into a positive? Maybe they'll learn something. Yeah, it's crazy. And they never, a lot of the time in Chicago, it's always no suspect in custody and they never say the race. It's mayhem.
Basic Josh sent $25. I've been saying we should take Greenland for years. There's basically no downsides. Thanks for everything, Nick.
I love when people say that. It's like, to who? Some normie out there. I've been saying this for years. Okay, but like, to who? Your customers, your coworkers? Yeah, let me get a large Diet Coke and a number one. Here's your Burger King meal. And also, we should take Greenland. Like, who are you telling this to? Who are you saying this to? That kind of matters. Normies, people always say that in the comments. I've been saying that for years. Like, okay, but to like who? To like your family on Thanksgiving? Like, okay, so? I'm kidding, of course. Just a little joke. I know what it's like to be saying something for years and nobody listens. I get
Andy
it.
Rourke
We've all been there.
Yo, nigga, you taking up Alex Jones on his arranged marriage offer?
Maybe. If it's serious, hey, I don't know. I'm going to need an arranged marriage. I've come to that conclusion. I've come to the conclusion that I will need an arranged marriage. You know, I don't even know if I should say this. I have had some women reach out to me that actually are super hot, but I just don't even know if I can, I can't do the jester thing. even though, like, there have been some women that are kind of hot that have hit me up, I feel like if I reach back out, I'm doing, like, the jester thing, you know? I'm doing the jester routine. So it might actually just need to be arranged. How do you reply to this DM without instantly losing all your aura?
Be like, hey, what's up?
You know, and what if it doesn't work out? Then you're that loser that, like, flew out some e-girl. And then she gets to say, story time, and Nick Fuentes flew me out, and blah, blah, blah. Like, you know what I mean? So it's just, like, such an unwinnable situation. It's going to actually have to be either, like, equally yoked, I'm going to have to marry an e-girl, or an arranged thing. She got to be rich, maybe. Like, she's got to have something to lose. Maybe that's how it has to be. Comment suggestions, comment ideas, because we got to get it going. We got to get some children in this world. And then again, though, I saw in my conversation with Alex Jones, I saw a man held captive. He goes, well, we're saying bad things about women. Let's say some bad things about the guys, too. I'm like, brother, cooked, not gonna make it. Like, dude, realize we're joking about women. We're like, yeah, you're a crazy broad, just treat her like she's 5 years old. And then it quickly turned into, okay, let's say something bad about the guys. Let's be fair. Guys suck too. Let's say something bad about the guys. Right, honey? And I was like, cooked, not gonna make it. I'm joking. I love Alex, but like, dude, I feel like if I had a wife, it would be like that. If I had a wife, I could never differentiate between pedophilia and ephebophilia because she would divorce my ass. If I did a show and I was like, Jeffrey Epstein wasn't technically a pedophile, she's going to be like, you really need to stop this or I'm going to leave you. I couldn't go on the show and make jokes about kicking women's asses. I couldn't go on the show and make jokes about fucking all different kinds of women. I couldn't do it because then I would get an earful. I'd be like, babe, what's the problem? Nothing. Nothing's the matter. Fix your dinner yourself. Oh, you think women should get their asses kicked? Well, you can make your own dinner. Do you realize I could not possibly live with that in my life? So I do get worried about that. I do get concerned that if I marry a woman, I become captive in my own home. You know, then everything is a negotiation, even your whole career. Do you really think that's a good idea for you to say that stuff? It's like, brother, where's the e-girls? Bring them forth. E-girls, bring them forth. Is there an e-girl out there that's super hot? But here's the thing. People will say, oh, someone like the Groypets. But here's the problem. No shade. But if I marry or date a Groypet, it's there's a clout differential. We need to lower the clout differential. It can't be just like, you know, a Disney fast pass to become e-famous. You know, it needs to be equal yokes. I don't know. I'm thinking out loud here, guys. I'm working through a problem. I'm working through a difficult problem. I'm getting older. Everyone reminds me of it always. It's getting to be that time, isn't it? But hey, if Alex Jones, if he's got one, hey, let's do it. Let's make it happen.
Holy Roman Caliphate Roy percent $20. You should check out the...
And if it's a joke, then I'm totally kidding.
Holy Sexy Angelique sent $50. 5 feet, 4 inches. 100 pounds fit. Petite. Fat ass for my proportions. Second gen American with Irish Catholic ancestors and family that still lives in Ireland. Only flaw is my father was a Navy SEAL chief. Interested or nah?
How old? Fat ass for my proportions. Honestly, that's kind of First of all, they never say the age. You notice that? They're given every dimension... Ass dimensions, no age. That's the telltale. Well, how old, though? You can't say 5'4", 100 pounds, fit this, the second gen. Well, we're missing one other quantity there. I think you know which one I'm talking about. How old? One. Two. You know, if you're throwing it out there on the internet, hey, I have a fat ass. I don't know. I mean, that's I don't know if that's the best thing to say.
Just S0MS Base Cowboy sent $20. You'll stop getting a sore from workouts after like 2 or so weeks if you were consistent with it. Looking forward to your ascension.
Really didn't fucking ask, retard. Love it. Love all... You people are the, like, honestly, the most insufferable people in the world. You say anything. Yeah, so I started working out. Did you know that it's not gonna... Shut the fuck up. Nobody asked. You'll stop getting sore from workouts. Yeah, everyone knows that, fucktard. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows that if you start working out after a long time, it hurts a lot. If you work out continuously, it hurts a lot. You think I don't know that, you fucking stupid idiot? Like, you're the expert.
Hey, advice from a guy that's been in the gym before.
Fuck off and die.
Wonder Pets Patriot sent $25. In the event of a success, is swimming with your shirt on a Catholic thing, or is it just you?
I don't know who made that up. I've been swimming with my shirt off, and you know what happened? Everyone called me fat on my fucking birthday. Can you believe that? She said I wasn't funny enough. Can you believe that? You know what happened? I went swimming with my friends on my birthday, and they all called me fat. Can you believe it? So, no. But, you know, but here's the thing. Being rich is about getting fat and not caring. You know, you get on the boat that you paid for, and then you just, hey, say it loud, say it proud. Yeah, I like to eat, okay? I'm not here to impress all of you anymore after this humiliation. Now I don't even care. Yeah, can you, on my birthday of all days, that's okay. That's one of those things, it's like, that's one of your Joker moments in life.
Hamby PG sent $20.
So I don't know who started that rumor. I don't know which would be worse, being made fun of having your shirt on or being made fun of for taking your shirt off. Everyone calls you fat.
Hamby PG sent $20. You bring back the beard and Candace comes crawling back. The ascension is real.
Dude, that is so true. I leaned out, lean is law. I grew the beard out. And then all of a sudden, Candace comes crawling back. Hey, Nick, you're this, you're that. Hey, you know, trying to get my attention. Bro, looks maxing is real. The black pill is real. Take my advice.
Testicular torsion growth.
Candace couldn't give a shit about me when I was 10 pounds overweight. Leaned out, grew the beard. Now she can't get enough
of me. Testicular torsion grow. I percent $20. Also, Alex cracked me the fuck up earlier today with his little joke. Nick Fuentes live on Rumble whenever he feels like it.
He loves to throw a little barb in there. He loves to throw it in there just a little bit. No, but that's why we love. Ooh, that's called chemistry. That's called rapport. That's striving. That's no, but we love Uncle Alex. He's the goat. Yeah, I love that. He's live on Rumble whenever he feels like it. I love to imagine that he's in the lobby like, when the fuck is the show going to go live? It's fucking ridiculous. You kidding me? I love to imagine that he's in the lobby getting progressively more pissed off. I'm trying to start earlier for you, King.
I woke up for work today and was scrolling on Twitter, X, before getting ready, and I saw her tweets and you replying in real time, which was hilarious. The ghetto bitch is seething. Smiley face emoji. Smiley face emoji.
She
smiley
is
face
a ghetto
emoji,
bitch,
smiley face
she?
Emoji. Love you, Nick.
I didn't know this about Candace Owens, but she said that she, like, lived with her boyfriend when she was 14. Like, bro, she is a ghetto bitch. That's why she's self-conscious. And it's like, look, she objectively won in life. She objectively won. No one can take that away from her. She married rich. She married a British rich guy. She's a huge podcaster. You don't need to be seething that you're from the ghetto anymore. You don't have anything to prove. Get the chip off your shoulder. Act like you've been there before. This is some real advice from a wise man in your life. Get rid of the chip on your shoulder. You got nothing to prove to anybody. You won in life. You don't need to be insecure that you're from the ghetto.
Weebs and Dweebs sent $20. Okay? Candace saw you talking about Ray Valentina and couldn't handle the idea of you having another black woman
in
your life.
Dude, that is literally so true. I leaned out. I grew the beard. I started flirting with another black woman. And then immediately Candace was on the case. No fucking joke. Am I making this up? Am I exaggerating? Am I memeing? Is this a joke? I leaned out. I grew the beard. I literally started flirting with another black woman and boom, Candace Owens is on my case. Tweeting at me, doing shows about me, crying about me like clockwork. Predictable like clockwork. That's something. It's like magic. Pickup artistry is real. Okay, the black pill is real. Learn it, use it in your life. Okay. Learn it, live it, use it in your life.
Yavin 14 sent $20. God rest his soul. But if Charlie was an X-Man, he chose the worst time to not use his superpowers.
Okay, that's crazy. Yeah, when he was running down the street lights would flicker on and off. He was an indigo child. I don't know, maybe the shooter was wearing the Magneto helmet. Tyler Robinson had on the helmet, so couldn't read his mind or something. Couldn't read his mind? I don't know, the signal didn't get through? He was prevented from using his abilities.
Sometimes a nature sent $50. Quick question, how do I hide my views at work? I work for the Coast Guard and already got talked to for my views.
Don't express them in an open and direct way. How do I not say my views openly? Conceal them. Do not talk about them.
Bravo 6 going darker sent $20. We waste in the Blitzkrieg and she.
Blitzkrieg. Blitzkrieg. She said it's a strategy of bombardment. I'm calling it Blitzkrieg because it's a bombardment. It's like It's actually shocking how stupid a person can be. You realize, like, some things, if people are dumb, they're just not going to know certain things. Nobody can know everything, but dumb people are not going to know certain things. She's saying confidently, Blitzkrieg, and then she said it's a strategy of bombardment. It's like, you got to think her white producers are just like, they're trying so hard. They're trying so hard. I'm sweating like Candace Owens producers watching her try to read. They got to know that she's getting shit on for being stupid, mispronouncing words, not knowing the definition of words. And then they see her say, okay, mommy sleuths, I guess it's Blitzkrieg Monday, a strategy of bombardment. And they're like, holy fuck, she doesn't know anything about World War II. And you would have to literally not know anything about World War II to not know what that is. Because why did France fall so quickly? Because of Blitzkrieg. Why? Because of their speed. Because of their combined arms, tactics, and speed at overcoming all of the defenses. That's why. That's like 101. That's like a push. That's not even a push. That's like remedial world history. Or I guess that'd be like AP global history, EU history. You know, but that's like remedial history. That's like a vocab word on an eighth grade World War II test. What strategy? Lightning warfare allowed the Germans to overcome. Like, that's 101, man. And I remember a year ago she did a show. She said the Russian Revolution was in the 1870s. Once again, I've said it before. If you think the Russian Revolution happened in the 1870s, it shows you have no idea like anything that was happening in that 100-year period. If you don't know that the Russian Revolution happened during World War I, how do you not know that? Or if you did, then it means you don't know when World War I took place. You see what I mean? Like, you can't not know one without not knowing the other. If you think the Russian Revolution happened in the 1870s, then you either don't know when World War I took place, or you don't know that the Russian Revolution happened during World War I. That's a big one. And you could spin that 100 different ways, you know? If you can't place that, you can't place a lot of things that were going on. I heard that and I was like, wow, this person like literally knows nothing about anything. Doesn't know anything about World War II, doesn't know anything about, she's talking about the Soviet Union. You don't even know when it happened. You don't even know the timeline. You couldn't pin it in a 50-year timeline. 50-year time, you couldn't get the right fucking century. That'd be like saying World War II started in 1895. Like, what?
Wouldn't it be funny if Trump and Israel did all the heavy lifting now so AF could sweep in at the end and reap the golden platter? Ha ha, wouldn't that be funny? Ha ha.
That's like seething chungus, seething chud jack energy.
777 cents.
Well, what if Israel just like did all the work for us? Yeah, okay, keep coping, bitch.
Scalp 777 cents, $50. Marry me? I'll love you while you tell me to shut up, bitch. Get in the kitchen and make me a sandwich.
Okay, well, how old? How old? No, I'm kidding, but yeah, maybe. Well, one of these days, maybe I'll just put out an application. Who knows? One of these days, maybe I'll just put out an application. I'll have like a panel of judges evaluate everybody. And then the top contestants will get to come on the show or something.
JD sent $20, 25 years slash O female, 5'0" tall, third generation Cuban American and petite, smash or pass.
Pass. 25 Cuban. What are we doing? What are we? No offense. We want white and we got to go a little bit. I'm 27. Okay. 25. It's kind of pushing it a little bit. I'm thinking like, let's try like 21. You know, 21. Let's start over there.
Billy Williams sent $20.
Start the bidding at 21.
Billy Williams sent $20. Hey, Renee, you can't park there.
That's kind of funny. Hey, you can't park there.
Stone Grim Reaper sent $20. 5'6", 120-25/4 gen FL cracker. Ancestry immigrated pre-1900, also a welder. True American and in love with you.
Why are you all 25? And you're a welder, so what do you have, like giant muscles or something? I don't know. I don't know if I could see myself with a woman who's like putting on like that iron mask and then like... with like a blowtorch or whatever. I don't know about all that. Seems a little masculine, don't you think? I don't know. Look, we're accepting all bids right now. Get your offers in now. We're accepting all offers. We'll review all the offers.
How do you feel about Country Club Right Wing? Would you ever make Wang Country Club merch?
No, I don't really like that.
Francesca Grady sent $25.
I'm a nigga, so I don't really like the Country Club aesthetic. I don't like prep. I don't like any preppy prep look because I am a nigger. Okay, because I'm a nigga. So, no, I was never allowed inside the country club. I went to the country club. They said, hey, clean those tables over there. It's like, I'm not here to clean tables. So, as a nigga, I never liked the whole preppy aesthetic. the whole old money thing, because I come from these streets, bro. I come from the streets. I am a nigga. I am an ethnic. I am a fourth, fifth generation ethnic. So I don't like the whole polo, collar flipped up, douchebag thing. That's why I like the you know, streetwear stuff. Hoodies, workwear, Carhartt jacket, combat stuff. I like that kind of look. I don't like the whole preppy old money thing because I'm an insurgent.
Francesca Grady sent
from the lower classes, lower class depth groveler.
Francesca Grady sent $25. I'm an e-girl, saving myself for you. I dream of you telling me to STFUB. DCH, get in the kitchen and make me a turkey and provolone sandwich, and would never question what you have to say. Full submission.
Okay, well, good thing you didn't make it weird or anything, but I appreciate it. You're saving yourself just for me. Wow. I don't know if I love the idea that you dream of telling me to, like, or telling you to shut the fuck up. Girl's like, I hope he tells me to shut the fuck up. It's like, you know, I am actually normal, okay? Believe it or not, I am actually, like, a polite person. I'm not, like, a rageaholic. I'm a polite and respectful person. The worst you could say about me is I'm moody. But women are like, I hope he tells me to shut the fuck up and get in the kitchen. Like I'm going to be like, all right, hey, bitch. like I'm going to meet some girl for the first time and be like, hey, what's up, bitch? I feel like there's going to be a huge disconnect between like the caricature, the like rape fantasies that women have, these like weird abuse fantasies that women have. They see me as this like Nazi caricature that's going to like shove their face in the ground. And then they meet me in real life and I'm like, hi, nice to meet you. They think that I'm going to pull up and be like, hey, bitch, I'm an incel here to put you in your place. Hey, make me a sandwich, bitch. Like, that's the, okay. I'm not a cartoon. Okay. I know you see the clips. I know women are idiots, but like, no, I'm not actually like that in real life. I'm actually a polite person, you dumb bitch. No, but that is a real problem. Lately I've been thinking about this. All my Groiper female fans, they have these like weird sexual fantasies. They see me as like the embodiment of like a toxic incel caricature. And so their fantasy is I'm like really, like, whatever that is. And then I feel like I'm going to be like, hey, so it's nice to meet you. And they're going to be like, ew, you're not like a, but you're not, you haven't called me a bitch once yet. You're like a cuck. That's another reason I can't date a fan, because she's good. Because you get shit like this where they're like, I'll submit to you. I can't wait for you to call me a fucking bitch. And it's like, who do you think I am? I'm actually a polite person. If I treat you like just a normal person, or if I treat you like a gentleman, are you going to be mad? Too weird for me. Sorry. It's kind of creepy.
Savage Shane 605 sent $20. 5 feet 3 inches, oh. 112 pounds, 18 years, Catholic fan. Oh. Italian and Irish also. Sent you a DM. My dad worked on Fortnite, was the lead art director. Big fan of you since I was 16.
Hello. Well, where have you been all my life? Where have you been my whole career? That's a joke. That's a joke. I'm just kidding. No, but I appreciate the big super chat. Oh, hello. And your dad works at Fortnite? Okay, these are starting to sound like they're not even real. Can I just be honest? This is starting to sound like it isn't even real. My dad works at Xbox. He has all the cheat codes. My dad works for Mojang. He knows all the Minecraft hacks. Like, come on now. And your dad works at Fortnite? That doesn't even sound real. That sounds way too good to be true. My dad works at Nintendo. He has the Wii 2 already. What else? Your mom runs a Culver's franchise, and what else? Like, come on now. That almost sounds too good to be true. That sounds like a Mossad honeypot. These are all just fake.
Brenda
Morey
sent $20.
Now these are all just fake.
22 years old, 5'2", and Italian German. Am I in contention? America first wanks.
See, now we're just making stuff up. Now we're in fantasy land. These are all men, I hope. These are all men at this point. These are all men that are making fun of me because they hate me.
NJF sent $20. 5 feet 1 inch, 21 years old, legs like a racehorse, Scottish and Greek. My father is the Grand Wizard.
Okay, so that's clearly a joke. Thank you for that.
NP3
that's from
KJAD
last
sent $20.
Night.
She should not make more money than you, but be of equal social standing. Your wife should be beautiful, love her parents, and be empathetic. No drugs, no politics, no muddled past. Honesty, loyalty, and wisdom above all else. Just paying it forward. Learn from my mistakes. God bless.
Starting off strong. We are off to a great start tonight. And that's just for openers. That's just a little hors d'oeuvre. Goodness gracious. Oh, man. Your wife should be beautiful, love her parents, and be empathetic. No drugs, no politics or muddled past. Honesty, loyalty, and wisdom above all else. Thank you. Good thing we got that one early. We caught that one early.
I know you said this show is for men, but I'm a 30-year-old woman and know many girls that love the show. From my 24-year-old coworker to my 60-year-old mom.
Really?
Bitches love Fuentes. We like the show because you're smart and knowledgeable while being funny and entertaining. And easy on the eyes. Oh, jawline is snatched. A-OK
stop.
Emoji. Women wang AFs exist. Smiley
Am
face
I
emoji.
Snatched?
Red heart emoji.
Hey, thank you for the big super chat. I really appreciate it. Hey, I appreciate the love from the women, you know. I don't know. I just have a feeling like all women hate me. Like I'm a true incel and that I naturally feel like women are going to hate me because I just feel like I'm so disgusting and odious to women. Like, I don't know. I feel like my style is so in your face and like provocative and controversial. Women hate that shit. And I grew up in an era, I'm an old man, but like when I was younger, I grew up in like the Obama years. Everything was so politically correct. So I'm like, you know, you're just waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like, oh, I'm going to tell them my opinion about this and then they're going to totally hate me. I appreciate a little love from the Foyds. W. Foyds. Look, and I love women. And I love women as long as they're chill. But I appreciate it. Little love from the Foyds. W. Some wang ass women ass niggas. Women should not be going hard as fuck. Women need to chill the fuck out, you know? We need women to chill the fuck out. We need white men to go hard as fuck. We need women to chill the fuck out. Relax.
If Renee Good was black, you'd be concerned trolling, saying let's not be cruel. Why should I be happy that one of our women died because she got brainwashed by this Jewish country?
Oh,
also,
brother.
Why are you surprised that Hitler posters are also against Sog's wars? Why do you support the continuation of a hegemonic Jewish superpower?
And there it is. So, you guys are suckers, man. So, this stupid bitch, here's the reason she got shot. Let me correct you there, okay? She got shot because she drove her car in front of ICE and tried to run a guy over. Now, in your mind, she cannot be held accountable for her actions because she was brainwashed by the Jews. She was one of ours, but she was brainwashed along the way. Yeah, dude, she was a lesbian poet writing about like ripping up the Bible. She jumped in front of George Floyd. She got shot. You're saying, boo-hoo. What, were you going to save her, you fucking idiot? I could save her. I could save this 37-year-old fat lesbian. Oh, you can't save her. So what are we going to do with her exactly? What are we going to do with people like that? What should ICE do with a person like that? Lower your weapon. She was just brainwashed by the Jews. She's like crashing into shit. Let her do it. This is a learned behavior. The problem is, deep down, you are a simp, okay? That is what that is. I will tell you the reason that people on our side were sympathetic to her, because they are simps. That is the only reason. Any right-wing person that is remotely sympathetic to that fat, silly bitch, Renee Good, the only reason they are doing that is because they are pussy-whipped by their wife. They are some kind of girl dad. Some kind of girl dad nationalist, some kind of wife guy. That is the only reason. Their girlfriend told them to, their wife told them to, they looked at their daughter and were filled with sentiment because they literally think that women can never be held accountable for their actions, no matter what women do. If a woman hits a cop with her car, oh, it's because a man brainwashed her. Okay, so what are we going to do with her? We have to let her hit a cop with her car? What do we tell the ICE agent? Hey, sorry, bro. She was brainwashed by the Jews. What are we going to do? Shoot her in the face? We have to take her to dinner. What is wrong with you people? Well, if she was black, now that's rich. That's rich. As far as the Zog War, we're not even going to go there. I explained it on Monday. The Western Hemisphere is ours. If you're so Jewed up, you think this hemisphere isn't ours, who does it belong to? The Mexicans? You know, I had an argument with somebody earlier. I said, why can't we invade Greenland? They said, because of their sovereignty. I said, 50,000 Inuits have sovereignty over their giant island with all the gold or all the uranium and stuff. Get real. Talk about Jewed up. You're just like some left-wing feminist faggot piece of shit, and you should die too. Honestly, I should kill you too. Go, hey, listen, pussy. Get your pink pussy hat and you go and march with all the Somalians. I was going to say a different word, but I caught myself. I've been on the air for the full week. You and Tucker and all these other people that are so broken up about Renee Good, you can put on your pussy hats and you can get your picket signs and you can go and march with the Black Bloc and with the Somalians and BLM. Okay? And I hope ICE kills you too. I hope that you go and stand up to terror, capitalism. I hope you stand up to the IDF-trained ICE, and I hope they kill you too. I hope they shoot you in the face 100 times, you stupid fucking idiot. At some point, people got to be held accountable. And this is a pretty cut and dry example. We're not saying she deserved to get shot because she had a different opinion. You're running a cop over with your car. If that's not an example of where extreme accountability is necessary, I don't know what is. By the way, if any of us died, you know what this one would be doing? She would have been celebrating. And were your parents say, if Renee Good ran you over and said, oh, I hope they're dead, that was a Nazi. Are your parents going to say, I forgive Renee Good, she was only brainwashed by the system? If Renee Good hit you with her car and killed you, would you love to hear if your spouse or your parents got on TV and said, I forgive... As a Christian, I forgive Renee Good. She was brainwashed by the Jews. Get real. Get so for real. We are not going to make it, my friend. You are not going to make it. You should be put in a box in the ground. You are not ready for where we need to go. Why do you support the continuation of another Zog war? That white shield maiden was only brainwashed by the Jews. Let me tell you something. That doesn't matter. You ever see the movie The Matrix? And Morpheus and Neo are walking down the street, and he said, these people, like, they don't know that they're working for the Matrix. It doesn't matter. Like, they're still, like, the enemy. They're still going to fight us. That's how you have to look at it. It's a difference without a distinction.
My Epstein opinion evolved from hearing your perspective. Girls become sexually curious in HS, especially ones with daddy issues and have no guidance. No self-worth, but yearn for love and don't know where to find it. All that being said, no e-girls.
So true. Thank you very much. W. Epstein, look, I'm on my villain arc, okay? Sometimes you gotta be the villain. Epstein's my boy, dude. Let's just be honest. Epstein was cool as fuck. There, I said it. What are you gonna do? Go ahead, cancel me. Yeah, I said it. Jeffrey Epstein was cool as fuck. Now what? Go ahead, cancel me. Do it. So sometimes we have to be the villain. Sometimes we have to be on a villain arc. That's okay. I'll be a little unpopular. I've been unpopular before. I like it better. Sometimes it's time for a little heel turn.
White Scott convinced to gladly give away their countries, wealth, and women. Your generational run was allowed because they already won and now want to consolidate dissidents before deploying Palantir.
Oh, thanks for telling
Niggas
me.
Niggas in Paris sent $25.
Because you're the expert.
You grew your beard out, then Alex betrothed his daughter to you. Absolute Chad moment.
Dude, it's the beard. I grew out the beard. Candace Owens can't control herself. She's literally feral. She is acting up. This beard got Candace Owens acting up. I grow the beard out. Alex Jones wants to marry off his daughter to me. What is the beard doing to people? It changed them. Look at the side profile. I don't know. Something changed. It's different now. Things are different now. Merkle 341
sent $20. The new Israel/Jew hate guys are just the post of the guy eating McDonald's, drinking beer, and watching porn with the caption, Israel tried everything to stop this, bro. The Jews made you do that.
Dude, every day it's the same snarky bullshit. Every day it's this, like I saw... Tim Pool put out a tweet and said, CBS News is awesome, which it's like, okay, that sounds like rage bait, honestly. And I see the world's greatest genius, Ian Carroll, quote tweets it and says, did you forget your yarmulke, Tim? This is what it has become. Tweeting the same snarky, cheap, fucking bullshit every day. Did you forget your yarmulke? Why? Because he's Jewish? Because he's Jewish? Like, do we need to sound like a faggot when we say it? And he misspelled yarmulke, too. Classic. Because, of course, he did. Can't even spell it. Year into the red pill. Did you forget your yarmulke? Zing, bazinga. I see this kind of stuff all the time. They should have arrested Netanyahu. I like Dan Bilzerian. I see this from him, too. He put out a tweet. He said, I wish we would fight for America as hard as we fight for the Epstein files. Again, I like the guy, but it's like... Okay, at a certain point, we gotta move past these, like, and you know what I'm talking about. It's these, like, snarky little one-liners, turns of phrases. It's so lazy. It's so cheap. And we've heard it all before. It's all the same stuff. eventually you need a real worldview. Eventually you need, that needs to give way to a real worldview, a real program. We need to actually have thoughtful things to say about other things happening in the world. And it can't just be like endlessly, huh, did you forget your yarmulke? Huh, well, you're sounding like you're Hebrew. Like that's just what it is every day, all day. For the engagement farming, it's insane.
Cerebrum Patio sent $30. Lonely old guy here. Scott Adams kept me company in the morning. You keep me company in the evenings. Aww. God rest his soul. And may God bless you. I'm proud of you.
You're gonna break my heart. Lonely old guy. Well, hey, I hope you're a little bit less lonely on the show. Hopeful boomer sent $40. Hey, lonely old guy. I'm proud of you. You're gonna kill me. That's so... Come on, buddy. Bring it in. Hopeful boomer sent $40. Dude, this is just like absolute, that's a tearjerker. Hopeful boomer sent 40 bucks. That doesn't even sound real. Hey, well, we love you, buddy. I hope you're a little bit less lonely on the show. Hope you're participating in the community. Hope you're hanging out on Twitter and everything. Nah, it's tough. It's a lonely world. You know, I get lonely all the time. So I hope you're not alone. The one thing that lonely people have in common, we all get lonely, you know? So maybe that makes you feel a little bit less lonely, you know? We're all out there living our lives of quiet desperation. We're all out there longing. So there's something universal there. But we love you, buddy. Yeah, rest in peace, Scott Adams. He wasn't really a big fan of mine, but it was really hard to watch him go that way. Such a horrible disease. That's a shame, but God bless you, buddy. I hope the show is some comfort for you.
Forget these freaky groy pets. Marry Alex Jones' daughter. Not for love, but to inherit InfoWars. After that, Candace, and continue with your harem and media monopoly.
Okay, inherit what? $100 billion in debt? No, I'm kidding. $100 billion penalty judgment? Kidding, 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 kidding. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I don't know what's going to be left of it, honestly. But it would be, would that not be like royalty? Alex Jones, Nick Fuentes. Imagine you're my son. Your dad is Nick Fuentes. Your grandfather is Alex Jones. How nutty would that be? Who knows? Maybe it'll be a new aristocracy, American style.
BS sent $50. In recent history, Europeans fought for American interests with thousands dead in Afghanistan and Iraq, including Denmark, who fought both. America did save Europe from Russian invasion, but Europeans also fought alongside America in all their recent wars. Feels like betrayal. My support invading allies are bled with you, no questions asked.
Feels like a betrayal. Denmark fought with us. Yeah, well, now they're in our way. We could do this the easy way or we could do this the hard way. Nobody would have any problem if they would just fork over the island. Just give us the island and there won't be any trouble, okay? Do you feel in charge? I'm altering the deal. Pray I don't alter it any further. This is who we are, okay? That's so crazy. People are coming around like, wait, you don't really support this. Trump is like a huge bully. What about our European friends and allies? What about their sovereignty? What about Catholic international law? We're America, dude. Like, we're just going to take it. What are you kidding? We're going to take it and build a McDonald's on it. And everyone's going to be happy. You kidding me?
Bring forth Prime Nick the Knife in some debates again. Candace would be a good start.
I don't think so. I don't want to debate women. I don't debate schizophrenic women. And she argues in bad faith. That's the problem. Trust me when I tell you this. She debates like Destiny, who's like spiritually a woman. She is not capable of rationality. That much is obvious. And I know that because I've gone back and forth with her many times. One, she's a fucking idiot. And two, she's not even smart enough to know that she's not being rational. And so trust me when I tell you that's just going to be a gaslight headache fest. So no, been there, done that, got the t-shirt. We did that the first time. She lied. She said she wasn't going to ambush me. She ambushed me. And then she was a bitch. So I don't need that.
We're blinking twice in Canada. Send help. Ching Chong Bing Wong. God bless.
Thank you for the big super chat. Yeah. So what's going on with that? Yeah. Bad idea. We have to invade Canada. You know what that means, right? We have to invade Canada. Carney in Canada is going to let, what is it, 70,000 Chinese electric vehicles, excuse me, in Canada, they're getting rid of this 100% tariff on electric vehicles. That's a huge middle finger to America. Hope you understand that. So we should start bombing them. Like, we should start dropping B-2 stealth bomber bombs on their heads. What if a bomb fell on your head right now? We got to go in there, man. Nathan, we got to kidnap Prime Minister Carney. Nathan, we got to bring him $20. Back.
Big fan here from STL, Missouri. Have you ever been? Let me know if you're ever in town. My fiance and I watch your show every night and we love what you have to say. Keep it up. God bless you.
Yeah, I'll
I'll let you know. Yeah, if I'm in town, I'll make sure to stop over at some stranger's house. Because, yeah, I mean, my time is worth literally nothing. Let me go and perform for you. Let me go and perform for you. Let me go and be the jester for you. Bump, ba-dump, bump, bump. Yeah, next time I'm in St. Louis, I'll just pay you a visit and donate my time. It's worth nothing. Dun, 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 dun. I'll do the jester. I'll do the jester thing. Nah, I'm giving you a hard time. Yeah, I've been to St. Louis a long time ago, though.
COVID destroyed a ton of Gen X and millennial women's brains. They think they're journalists and believe they've uncovered some conspiracy about a gay pedo cult. Candace Owens is a fad and will be a huge reason why the 19th Amendment eventually gets revoked.
Well, and I love how, dude, it's literally like all roads lead to Rome with her, but with this Brigitte Macron thing, it's literally the rabbit with the clock. Why do you ask? Charlie Kirk gets shot. We find our way back to Brigitte Macron. I say on my show a couple days ago, well, Epstein technically wasn't a pedophile. Pedophilia is, prepubescent. She says it's about Brigitte. She literally made it about Brigitte Macron. She goes, he's trying to convince the world that Satan doesn't exist with Brigitte Macron. And it's like, oh my gosh. So it's like, is there even a word for this? It's like you slip on a banana peel, she blames Brigitte Macron. I've never seen anything like that before. It's an insane preoccupation. She literally brought that into it. I was like, so what is me having this take about like child marriage? What does that have to do with Brigitte Macron, actually? I would love to know.
Ben Azim sent $50. Glad you're calling the new Fudgy Herd with some spicier takes. If we get Greenland, how do we protect their demographics? Since non-whites in the U.S. wouldn't need visas to move to a U.S. territory, I'm worried about demographic shift. Also, would it be better to buy / trade for it to avoid brother wars, even if they're short?
Okay.
Sneeko brought a bag of baby bell cheese to a billionaire's Thanksgiving dinner, sent $20. W. Sneeko.
Okay, that's funny. Dude, when he pulled up with the bag of baby bell cheeses, I was like, what the fuck is that? Because we were debating. We're like, what do we bring to this party? What are we supposed to bring? Should we bring anything? Is it impolite not to? Is it corny or kitschy to bring anything? He pulls up with a bag of baby bell cheeses. I was like, what is that for? He's like, well, cheese and wine. I was like, naturally, right. Great idea. No, but that's why we love Sneeko. That's why we love him. That's funny. that's kind of funny to me. Sneeko brought a bag of baby bell cheese to a billionaire's Thanksgiving dinner. Well done.
Spencer Dixon sent $25. Well done. Amazing. How have you considered taking culinary classes at COD? Cooking isn't gay. It's one of the few practical arts. Prayers from Weeben.
It's a little gay. It's a little gay. Let's be honest. And that's okay. And that's, you're saying, you know, like, it's okay to cook and be into it, but we do have to acknowledge it is kind of like, it is a little gay to cook. Like, it's a little bit. If you're out there, you know, saying like, my casserole's in the oven, like, you know what I mean? Like, you go to a buddy's house. Oh, I forgot my casserole's in the oven. It's like, that's a little gay. But cooking is great. I like to eat. So naturally we need good cooks, but I'm not going to be doing the cooking. Do you really see me taking a culinary class? Or is there something wrong with you? You think I'm going to go to College of DuPage, march into a culinary class with my apron on? Okay, time for cooking. Like, seriously, I'm a famous millionaire. You think I'm going to do that? You see me driving to the local community college to take a culinary class? All right. Ready to try my cooking techniques? Yeah, I'm not going to do that, okay? I need someone to make food for me. Excuse me. Nobody wants to. You know, everyone tends to hate me if they spend enough time around me. I just need someone who's going to shut the fuck up and cook for me, to tell you the truth. We just need some hot dogs, pizza, fried chicken, French fries, mashed potatoes. You want to invest in the movement? Somebody hook a brother up. No, but I can't be doing the cooking. I have terrible motor skills. I have ADD. That's not going to work. I do stuff all the time where it's like I leave the refrigerator open. I'm like, it's so easy for me to get off task. Like, I can't do the multitasking aspect of it. Do this, this, this. Bad motor skills. No way. Not going to happen. Can't do it.
Matthew Robert Payne sent $25. Hi. I was the dad worked on Fortnite girl yesterday. My first super chat too. That aside, you have helped me discover real truth through your decade-long pursuit of it, and I'll always appreciate you.
Wow. Well, thank you for this. don't send me so much money. You're a young girl. I can't be taking $200 super chats from young girls. If you're a young girl, hey, look, just send the $20, whatever, if you want to do a super chat. But hey, I appreciate it. That I'm not going to refund it. Thank you very much. I feel bad. Y'all, it's like a 20-year-old girl. Here's $200. Like, bro. No, but I do appreciate it.
If I ever see you in South Carolina, your name would become a campfire story.
Yeah, because of all the things I do to you. Yeah, you're right. People would sit around and say the day Nick Fuentes came to South Carolina and he did things to that stupid fucking idiot that have never been done before. That's what they'll say. It'll be a true horror story. People be throwing up when they hear about what I've done to you and everyone you love. So be careful. Watch where you step. You should honestly get the fuck out of South Carolina. Because I am hurtling towards South Carolina and I'm coming for you. That's my first stop. Plane lands, I get off, get in the car. Car is hurtling towards your location. So you should start running now. Get a head start. Honestly, you should just get out of town. Get out of Dodge. Go somewhere else. You are not safe right now. You are not safe in South Carolina. That's stop number one. Stop number two, I'm coming to your parents' house. Stop number three, I'm coming to your ancestors' graves. And I'm digging more holes. Small holes. You're getting filled up in fucking pieces. And then I'm shitting all over it. And then I'm going to blow up the cemetery with a bomb. And then... No, but seriously.
Dollars. Start so you're running. Telling me my shirt was made. You inspired me to go back to Mascot. I was raised Catholic but fell off. After Mass, I stayed to pray the rosary with some nuns and it moved me to tears. Is it normal to cry at church or am I beta?
It's kind of pick me to talk about it. Is this normal? Hey, guys, I'm crying. Is this normal? That's crazy. Like, pick me.
I wish I was more white sent $20. I love the riff last night on normies who say I've been saying for years. I am that coworker who too blithely listens to these loud mouths left and right who pontificate. Enough already.
Enough already. You're one of the ones that has been receiving. I've been saying this for years. To who? This guy's like me, and I don't want to hear it anymore. Shut the fuck up about politics and go back to work. That's really funny.
Free Hilario Broker sent $20. As a Latina, I love you, Nick. Keep speaking the truth.
Thanks. I love, hey, listen, I didn't mean what I said before. I love Latinas and I love Latinos. I love Mexicans. I love Hispanics. These are my people. Good people.
Alex
I appreciate
Pacheco
it.
Sent $20. My Mexican flauta. Where is the application?
Okay, what is even that? That's like a little crazy.
Aaron Allen sent $30. Nick, it's too late for me because I'm in love with my husband, but we can strike up a contract for my daughter. She is 5. You have to wait 13 to 14 years, which gives you time for your ascendancy, to get it all out before you get
ultra. Okay, yeah, it's a little too creepy for me, but thanks.
Sent $20. My friends make fun of me for being a proud America First libertarian. Did you ever get made fun of in high school?
No, I was too awesome. I was too cool. No, but I was pretty beloved in high school. I will say that. I was pretty popular. I was the student council president. I was friends with everybody. I was very well known. I got in a lot of like arguments with people. People are always trying to like, cause I was like a political guy and everybody was always trying to be like, all the liberal kids were always seething about that.
The Dark Goy sent $50. You've now publicly aligned yourself with defending adult minor relationships. That's not a misunderstanding. That's a permanent stain on your credibility.
Okay. Who wrote that? ChatGPT? That's so funny. You've wait. ChatGPT's like, you're now publicly aligning yourself with defending adult minor relationships. That's not a misunderstanding. That's a permanent stain on your credibility. I love being admonished by ChatGPT. I'm being admonished by a fucking LLM. That's POV. ChatGPT is reprimanding you for saying that 17 is not pedophilia. You're publicly aligning yourself with... So you're publicly aligning yourself with defending adult minor relationships. Do you want me to come up with some strategies? That's not a misunderstanding. That's a permanent strain on your credibility. Let me know if you want some more options. That's like me, Don. ChatGPT, everyone's mad because I said Epstein is awesome. So you're publicly aligning yourself with defending adult minor relationships. Do you want any options? Let me know. That's not a misunderstanding. It's a permanent strain on your credibility. Delish. Thank you for the laugh.
Young Insanity sent $20.
For the laugh. You can't shame me. You think you can shame me? You think you can shame me? You can't.
Young Insanity sent $20. How do you feel about the idea of a small city with Belsh?
Why are you booing me? I'm right.
Young Insanity sent $20. Lil Clav and Sneeko are out at some club in Miami with a bunch of girls. Live RN. Def not Haram.
What are we, the Haram police? Damn, see, they get to have all the fun. I'm like a chud if I do that. First of all, that's never happening. Second of all, I get shot in the head. Clav was right, actually. I think when we first interacted, it's because Cookie King was talking about me. And they were both like, well, politics is gesture. Politics is gesture. And I was like, no, it isn't. Politics really matters. And now Chad is like running people over with his car. He's greeted like a hero in the public. He's like mogging the vice president of the United States. And it's like, I'm going to get killed by some tranny or something like that. I'm not speaking that into existence, but it's like the wages of my fate is like some hick lib, some Tyler Robinson guy is like hunting me. So, man, maybe he's right. Maybe looks maxing was the goal. Maybe looks maxing is the new meta.
777 Patton sent $100. Real female fans know the show is directed at the men, but watch anyway. The rumors are true, and the women do love you.
Wow. Well, thank you for the big super chat. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I feel like they wouldn't really like me, you know? Because on the show, I'm by myself. It's like I'm Hannah Montana. On the show, I put on the wig, and I rock out the show. On the show, I'm Hannah. Then I go back to real life, I'm just Miley Cyrus. Then I'm just boring old Miley. Do you know what I mean by that? Then I come back in real life and I'm just at the surf snack shop with Rico and Jackson and Lily. And I'm just boring ass old Miley. Boring basic bitch ass Miley. I'm really more like iCarly because there's not the wig thing. There's not like the transformation. I'm really more like iCarly. It's more similar to that, I guess. What was the question again? I don't even remember. What's the motivation? Oh, yeah. Like, will they really like me? I don't know. Because in real life, I'm not like a super talkative person. In real life, I'm very introverted. I don't talk very much. In real life, I'm a total chiller. And I'm very moody. And I feel like, you know what it is? Women think they're going to get a show. Women love a show. They think they're going to get the show. They think I'm going to go and be like, hey, what's up, bitch? Baba, you know, like they think I'm going to be doing the whole incel super chat thing. Like I saw some woman on TikTok was like, imagine marrying Nick, nothing but laughter and the truth, nothing but honesty and laughter. It's like more like me ignoring you and being on my phone, you know, more like I'll be on my phone and I'll be irritated 80% of the time. Anyway, thank you for the big super chat. I'm working through my issues, sent $20. Okay?
Nick, but your take on Venezuela is completely wrong. America's influence shouldn't be spent arresting random South American dictators. So dumb.
Okay, so I could just tell by reading that you are an idiot. First of all, so when you're talking about your as in ownership, it's Y-O-U-R. You wrote Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, which is a contraction, you are. That's for openers. Secondly, we're not arresting random dictators. I don't know. I don't think you even got through the show on Monday. You probably fell asleep or started watching Family Guy clips or something, you fucking dumb idiot.
Pickle to live sent $20.
Go kill yourself.
Pickle to live sent $20. You know what pisses me off about this country? Every single man in my family 3 generations back have served and some have died for this country. What kind of privilege do I have in this country as an Irish American? Oh, go and die for your country for it to be shit away. That's what privilege I have.
Come on. No, this is diabolical. We're not doing this in 2026. What did I just get out of a time machine? Assistant Groyper, who's president? Well, Barack Obama, obviously. Wait, turn on the news. What's trending on TikTok? TikTok? Why are you trying to make a clock noise? What are you talking about? We're all on Vine. It's like, what? No, that's crazy. No, that can't be real. Did Charlie Kirk send this? Did this super chat get thrown through the wormhole in 2015? And it flew through time and space and cyberspace to get here? Hey, you know what pisses... Hey, kid, listen to this. Hey, listen to this, kid. You want to know what pisses me off? You want to... Hey, listen to this. You know, all these liberal Democrats are saying that I got white privilege. Hey, tell me what privilege I ever had, huh? My dad was in the military and worked in a nail factory. What privilege do I have, huh? Privilege to be called racist? Like, that's... Talk about a blast from the past. Now this, 26, the greatest hits from 2013. White privilege. That's a new one. Does anyone even say that anymore? Who is saying white privilege anymore? What are you even fucking talking about? What kind of privilege do I have? Huh? The privilege to die for your country. I guess that's some privilege, huh? No, that's really something. This super chatter is still doing it the old-fashioned way. That's something. Truly a time capsule. They're not making those anymore.
Main row hyper convert sent $20.
That's good stuff.
You were going to talk about a deal with the Saudis last year when nothing was happening,
vintage,
but it kept getting pushed.
Okay, all right. That's our last super chat. Man, that was a long one. That was a long struggle session.